you could just see that they had all their eyes that north end zone watching Albie take the field. And as I look down, Dan, look to the south where the gate is at. It's 50 deep.
Oh, it is. It's a big
50 break. People deep.
The first time I've ever noticed, too, we had chairs on the fence. I mean, people in chairs. Usually it's a standing room only. This allows for more viewing. You got people sitting down, people standing right over the top of them. It's just quite a view out there for everybody, and it's all around. We got a home people on the visitor side. It's just going clear around the other side as well.
Well, Big T and Jimmy, how about this spectacle that we've got going on right here?
Lights out, brother. Actually, they're on. Here we go. Oh, my goodness. Oh, look at the crowd. Yeah. Yes!
The Blue Jays and Blue Demons meeting out at midfield. The Big C's out there with the wireless 3 mic to greet us. Let's go to our coin toss.
35, you're my speaking captain. Okay. All right, guys, number one and foremost, Iowa High School Athletic Association, us officials look strongly upon good sportsmanship, okay? Play hard, hit hard, but we're going to be clean about it. You guys are the captains of your squad. That's why you're out here. You guys see any of your guys and then a little bit out of hand, we want you to settle them down. Because if it has to come to us, that's when it costs, right? All right. When we're on a pile, we're going to roll off, push off the ground, and get up. We're not going to push off other players, okay? All right. That's a heads. That's tails.
Heads, tails.
All right. Monterey, you will call it. Go ahead and call it.
Heads. When you call it.
Heads. Tails, heads.
I heard heads.
Heads it is. Bondurant, you want the ball.
Yep.
Bondurant won the toss. What goal do you want to defend?
Make some memories, big. Make some memories.
That goal. We'll defend that goal.
Okay, you're going to defend that goal, so you're going to be kicking from the clock. And you will have second half option there, Albia, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, you heard it right there. Albia will kick off the first. His defense is going to get tested first as the Blue Jays won the coin toss. They have elected to receive. Albia will defend the north end zone and a kick into the wind. A little different take there, but Albia's going to have to put that defense out on the field first. Dan, as we do every week before we get to the Conley Spray Foam Insulation kickoff, let's get to the keys to tonight's football game. The keys to tonight's football game brought to you by Dewey Motor Company, your likely locally owned GM dealership. Let Dewey Motor Company help you find the right vehicle for you. Let's get started here, Dan. What's the key to tonight's football
game? Two things. One is to adjust and to mature. And what I mean by that is adjust. We've got a few adjustments on defense that we heard in the pregame interviews with Brett Leshen, Matt Baker, and Griffin Osing at a minimum coming in, going a little bit both ways here. We've got some injuries. We've got to get some people in there, so they're filling in, trying to put the best team out there. And by mature, I mean we've got a great offensive line, but we've got some guys who haven't worked together, and that's huge on an offensive line. That continuity you have as one unit only gets better as you continue to grow and mature together. Last week was a great test for that offensive line, and they got better as the game wore on. And tonight it'll be incumbent upon them to see if they continue to get better, continue to do their role. And I look for really good things. So if we can adjust to those changes and get better and mature more as a unit, we're going to be fine.
We're getting ready for the Conley Spray Foam Insulation kickoff. We want to hear from you tonight. Where are you listening in tonight as we bring you this broadcast, Homecoming 2013? We got text coming in. Rock this town, rock it inside out. Big Blue from Patty Chance.
And I'll be remiss, and I'll probably do this a couple times tonight if you don't mind. A little shameless plug. My lovely bride is turning a birthday today again.
Yeah, happy birthday,
29.
Julie.
Happy birthday, Julie, 29. Doing great. I married you.
I tell you what, you did. You robbed the cradle there, old man.
Oh, I got lucky, that's for sure. She puts up with a lot with me, and so she deserves all the credit for everything I do.
Well, we lost an angel this week, Grandma Frances, so we lost her this week, and I know that we got an angel on our side tonight. Here is a Conley Spray Foam Insulation kickoff. Bobbled and filled it inside the 5-yard line. Here comes Albie's special team on the kick coverage. Right at the goal line is a huge tack right there. An amazing special teams tackle right there,
wow.
50. That's how you get things going.
The Blue Demons were coming out perfect. What I really liked, everyone was staying in their lane, going downfield. Actually, Zach Hugan got blocked in the back, and he still was able to come up with that tackle. And I think Blake Bearswell coming in, just firing it in and getting that tackle right at that, like, half a yard line. Great job.
And there was a flag on the play as well, as the there was a block in the back, and I'll tell you what, that is huge for this Blue Demon team. And I think did they wave that as a safety?
Yes, they did.
They waved that as a safety, guys. I did not see that. Jimmy,
we got it, babe.
You guys are right down there. I did not see it. They say they went into the end zone. A little help down there on the sideline, guys. You're going to get in the game, or are you going to join us here later?
Yeah, we'll catch up with them at halftime, maybe, and
yes.
We'll see what's going on.
You guys, did you catch that big T?
That was wow. That was awesome. He called. They called the safety, right?
Yes, got two on the board.
Two on the board.
That was the question of the night down to the sideline. One,
that
two, and
awesome.
Three, Mike.
I was celebrating over here.
Yeah, well,
sorry.
Focus.
That is a huge special teams play right there, Big C. We talk about special teams every week being really important. That is this kind of start you need against a team like Bondurant Farrar.
And that's right. And after coming off a slow start against Davis County, this turnover is on the special teams is just huge. Week after week doing it, and it just gets them fired up. I can't wait. I'm so excited right now.
And how about the second half? We're going to receive the kickoff to start the second half. And in just a matter
six seconds,
we're receiving the kickoff again.
All right, we're going to get ready for another Conley Spray Foam Insulation. All kickoffs all season long brought to you by our friend from Conley Spray Foam Insulation. They are the experts in the spray foam business. Now they'll kick it from their 10-yard line. Push backward. Griffin Osings wraps him up, sends him backwards. That's no gain on the play. Second down now and 9 for the Blue Jays. Let's get your defensive starting lineups brought to you by Hawkeye Real Estate. Let them their experienced staff at Hawkeye Real Estate help you get started with your new home, farm, or hunting property. Give them a call today.
Dalton Folkers, right end.
Griffin Osing, D-tackle. Justin Bosser, D-tackle. Josiah Harris, left end.
Blake Wallace, inside linebacker.
Brett Freshwater, inside linebacker.
Bryce Leshen, outside linebacker.
Hugh Sinclair, outside linebacker.
Brett Leshen, cornerback.
Matt Baker, cornerback.
Blake Bear, free safety.
And the second down carry for the Blue Jays goes for a first down. It looked like, T, that they had him stop back there, but over-pursued it just a little bit.
Yeah, Brett Leshen just about, he touched the dude's shoulder pads. He just had kind of a wrong angle right there.
Looked like he got a little help, too, on that.
Yeah.
Kind of got
like pushed
in the back a little bit. A little block in the back there. Yeah.
Didn't want to say.
Well, it looked like they're going to spot this short. I don't know if, T, can you line that up for us?
Second.
We're counting on you, buddy. Come on now. Roll the dice. Big
make
T,
a call.
All on you.
Say half a ball short.
I've heard half a bubble short, T, but... They pull those chains. Let's get an extra
half a ball time. Short.
That is good, Jimmy. I'll tell you what, he's been working on it.
Hey, awesome, Big T.
It was focus this
Tim's
week. That's
focusing
right.
In, attaboy.
I've been practicing at home.
Yeah.
All right, I got the text coming in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Go Big Blue listening from Fire at Home. And Paulette and Trinity listening at home as well. Go Big Blue. Third down, less than a yard here for the Blue Jays. There's the handoff in the backfield, and the quarterback's going to keep it. He's on his way inside the 40. Leshen, the only man to get by him, and he gets by Leshen going towards the end zone. Touchdown, Bondurant Farrar. Missed opportunities and tackling right there, gentlemen, and Bondurant Farrar scores after the quarterback faked the handoff, and that everybody bit on that time, Jimmy. They just bit on that fake handoff, and the quarterback takes it in for a touchdown.
Well, Jason, you know, we're playing a great team, too, brother. I mean, they've got a good record, and they got some speed, and they got some size, and it's a competition tonight, bud.
Well, you know, Fuller is a, you know, the quarterback, but he's a second-leading rusher on the team as well as a very capable passer, so you got to be very respectful of his skills in that backfield.
The extra point to come here. Now Bondurant Farrar out in front, 6-2. The snap, the kick is up, and it is high enough, it is long enough, and it is good enough. And the Southern Iowa Technology text line coming in as we go fast and furious. What do you got there,
well,
Dan?
Well, it's the same one we got as you. Bill Anderson sent it. He sent it on the bonfire, what a pretty fire that is tonight.
Getting it done. Well, let's go back to the Friday Night Lights studio real quick and get a scoring update. Jay Mill running the board back at the Friday Night Lights studio. A big shout-out to all the staff that doing a great job back there, keeping all the scores coming in. Jay Mill, give us a quick scoring update.
All right, guys, on the Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights big board here in the Friday Night Lights studio, it's Norwalk and Oskaloosa tied at 7. That's Oski's homecoming. Pella leads Carlisle. Carlisle was first on the board, but Pella now leads by a field goal 10-7, peeking up on North Mahaska 13-8. And HLV a victor on top of Twin Cedars right now 28-6. More scores coming your way very soon.
All right, the Blue Jays, they score and now have taken lead 7-2. If you're just joining us, 6 seconds in, Albia gets a safety, and Bondurant Farrar, after the safety, held Albia to a three and out and on the Fourth play from scrimmage, they run it in on the quarterback keeper after a fake handoff, and they get seven up on that board. Now they lead 7-2, 9:03 to go here. Homecoming 2013, here's another Conley spray foam insulation kickoff. Here's a kick, a deep kick. This one is a sail towards the end zone and out of the end zone. And I wonder why Albia chose the north end zone. That wind's strong out of the south tonight. Maybe they're playing for the second quarter.
It is, and you know, I think the wind will certainly lay down. I don't think it'll be a factor long term for the evening at least, but it certainly has a little bit of a breeze to it to start with. But we'll see. The Blue Demons like to grind it out and run a little bit, so that'll be all right this first quarter and see what we can get going. 9 minutes, as you said, Jason, in the first quarter left, and Albia is trailing 7-2 after the safety to start the game and then Bondurant's touchdown.
Got another Southern Iowa Technology text coming in, listening from Knoxville Raceway, trying not to miss a play. Hold on to that headset. Troy Folker's checking in. Here's a handoff over the left side. Osing with it. A carry about 4 yards on first down. I'll tell you what, guys, I didn't get to see much in that first possession, but I do like the way, T, this line is blocking for the Blue Demons.
Yeah, they're firing out hard and quick. You know, they're staying low. You know, they're moving the stack the way we want.
Second down, let's call it six. Little counterplay, running with it. Sarver has some running room, and then it caught a nice tackle there by the Blue Jays. That's opened up a big hole there, but Jimmy, one of those Blue Jays, got the mid on Sarver. It goes for about 3 yards, but that could have been bigger play right there.
Oh, about broken wide open there, but, you know, they're tough. They're a tough defense. I mean, they're not big guys out there, Jason. They're just physical.
And they've adjusted. Typically, they run a three-man front. They've got four down linemen. They know the Blue Demons like to bring it up front, bring good hard running.
Here's a pitch to the right side. Sarver trying to get the corner, cuts it up out across the 30, has looks like the first down. Boy, I like that pull blocking there, Big C, out there by the guard and the lead block by the fullback.
Oh, yeah. Griffin Olsen just put one big old block on that guy on the outside, just put him on his butt, and they gave Ryan Sarver just that extra room just to get a couple more yards.
And then Ryan Sarver got the last yard and a half on his own, really driving him in and getting that first down.
As the first Iowa State Bank first down, all first downs of this first half brought to you by First Iowa State Bank. Power eye formation. Sarver with it, trying to get forward across the 35. A gain of two or three. Boy, Ryan's doing a good job. He's covering that ball up right out of the backfield.
Yeah, and that's what I like. You know, he's running hard. He's got his head. He's just driving in there. Had contact, so he just tried to get that yard that he could off that play. Brings up a second and short nine here. But good hard running. Just got to keep executing up front at that point of attack. And really, again, Bondurant likes to run three-man front, so this is taking them out of their game a little bit, having to do a little something different tonight.
Here's a quick pitch. Sarver trying to get the corner. Gets a block out across the 35, 37, 38-yard line. A pickup of about three. It's going to be third down and five here for the Blue Demons. And, Jimmy, you just look at both these clubs right from the get-go, the atmosphere, the electricity that existed. All these teams are dealing with the excitement and the emotion.
Well, homecoming brings an extra, you know, fuel to the fire, Jason, and I tell you what, it is. You got, like I say, you got two good teams out here. This is a battle, dude. All night long it'll be a battle like this.
Third down now, five for the Blue Demons. Eugen split to the left side. Albia will stay in the I formation. Here's a quick handoff. No, an option play. Leshen gets it off, and the ball is on the ground. It's loose, and the ball is still loose. It looks like the Blue Jays have come up with it.
And a flag is on the play on the far side there. I'm going to guess it's on the Blue Demons, but we'll see. And so I don't think the penalty will be accepted, and the Blue Jays will take it over on the turnover.
We'll wait for the indication. That might have been a forward pass. It looked like he kind of flicked that forward, but I don't think it's going to go Albie's ways, boys. No. And that's, I'll tell you what, that's a big turnover, Big C.
It's a procedure.
Yeah, he's trying to talk to you. He knows it is. I'm looking at his expression. His mic ain't working.
Did you eat his batteries? You had tees last 2 weeks.
Oh, I'm ready to go. Just bring it to me next time.
We want to hear from you on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Got Larry Shepard, owner of Southern Iowa Technology. He's texting in. Go Albia, kick some. We won't even talk about that on the air, Larry. The Shepard's listening in. Just saw him just a few minutes ago working the concession stand. He's getting it done. 641-799-1437. Let's hear from you. First down play here for the Blue Jays. Hitting the backfield and brought down right away. There's that quickness that you can see out of this defensive front, Dan.
Dalton Folkerts came in on that defensive end and just burnt the corner and got right in the backfield and disrupt that play before he even had a chance to get going.
Second down, now 12. Loss of two. Boy, I really like the way that Dalton Folkerts shot in there, Big T.
Yeah, that was awesome. Bryce Leshen in there, too, on that stop.
You see the speed, Dan. You really do see the speed that we talk about it week in and week out.
You look at that front four with Folkerts, Osing, Bosser, of course, we saw tear it up last week, and Josiah Harris is just phenomenal up there. Those four guys really can get a lot of speed up front.
Here's the counter play, running with it and being brought down. Leshen came up and made a big-time hit, a ton of brick hits right there by Brett Leshen. Now, how about this, guys, for a long-distance text? Charlie and Bob sitting here in South Bend, Indiana, at tailgate spot, getting ready for the Irish game tomorrow, singing that Blue Demon Fight song, a familiar tune there in South Bend.
Welcome aboard, guys. Appreciate you listening in.
And just don't be staying up too late, guys. I don't want you missing the game tomorrow. Third down now, 6:17 to go, opening quarter. Albie Terrell 7-2 here in the early going. Quarterback in the shotgun formation, one back in the backfield, two receivers out here to the near side. Here's a fake handoff. Quarterback's going to keep it. Running ahead. Bosser whips, grabs a hold of the jersey and brings him down. But this offense, Dan, it's a little deceptive.
It is. Again, they run that pistol, and it's going on a handoff or a fake handoff. They really bury the ball deep into the tailback's belly, take it out at the last possible second when they go to run. The quarterback runs. And, again, he's a very capable runner, as we've seen. It's going to be between the two backs, or between the quarterback and the tailback, between Peterson and Fuller getting the carries.
Bondurant with the first down. Now they're into Albia territory at the 20-yard line. Quarterback rolls back, throws his first slant pattern across the middle. It's complete, and this one going inside the 10-yard line all the way down to about the 5-yard line. A quick slant pattern there, and that's a tough one to defend, Dan.
It is. It came right out just quick, and it was a quick throw. Matt Baker playing corner on him, was trying to stay right with him, was able to wrap him up as soon as he caught it, but certainly didn't stop him from getting that first down.
First down, goal to go for Bondurant Farrar. They're already out in front, 7-2, 5:36 to go here in the opening quarter. Albie got a safety on the opening kickoff. And Bondurant Farrar scored on their next possession, and Albie has turned the ball over to Bondurant Farrar with a short field here. And first down, the goal to go from the 5, 5:23 to go in the opening quarter. Here's a handoff, a big hole over that left side, and that's going to go in for a Bondurant Farrar touchdown. And I'll tell you what, Christian, this Blue Jay team has something figured out offensively.
Oh, yes, they're running that pistol formation so good on that read option right there. It's a hard thing to defend, and when they run it good, it makes it even tougher.
5:17 to go here. Bondurant Farrar out in front here, 13-2. And I tell you, T, I thought Albie had all the momentum going his way, and it's funny how quickly the tide can turn.
It can change in a heartbeat.
And like a heartbeat, the kicker puts that one through the goalpost. 5:17 to go here in the opening quarter. Albie trailing 14-2 at homecoming 2013. The scores are coming in fast and furious, including those Twin Cedars Sabres score, undefeated on the season. We'll get you that scoring update back to the Friday Night Lights studio. Jay Mill, take it away.
All right, our score here, gentlemen, 14-2. Sheraton leads Winterset at Winterset 6-0. Wilton on top of Eddyville Blakesburg 18-0. It's Wayne of Corden now at halftime on top of Moravia, 42-0. Sigourney Keota and Pella Christian are tied at 7. Pekin, 19. North Mahaska, 8. It's Pella leading Carlisle, 17-7. Oskaloosa and Norwalk are tied going into the second period. Johnston leads Ankeny, 14-7. And HLV Victor on top of Twin Cedars at this hour, 28-6. Melchert Allis and Tri-County are tied at 6. Montezuma leads English Valleys 28-0, and Van Buren on top of New London 22-6. It's Ottumwa at homecoming on top of Marshalltown 7-0. Let's go back live to the crew at the field.
Conley spray foam insulation kickoff, a deep kick, and this one again sails to that north end zone. And that's going to be another touchback. I'll tell you what, boys, we won the first special teams battle, but these guys have owned it from there on out.
You know, I think they've got, if I read it right on Quick Stats, the most touchbacks. Bondurant Farrar is leading the conference.
Well, he's got a leg on him, that's wow. For sure. He just kicks it right through there and is going all the way to the end zone, if not deeper.
He's got a lot of wind to work out without in that south end zone. But, guys, that was a line drive kick, about 7-8 feet off the ground. Leshen brings the team under center. Here's a handoff. Running with it is Sarver. Conned at the 20-yard line. Brought down after about a yard gain. Not much working with there, Dan.
No, it's not. You know, just not getting the execution at the point of attack there. Again, Bondurant's doing a good job up front, staying in their gaps and not getting pushed around up there. Blue Demons just need to kind of create a little crease there and make something happen. They've been coming heavy here to this right side of the offensive formation. You know, I think they're trying to run away from the tackle they've got on the DN on that far side, but, boy, they're going to have to kind of mix that up a little bit.
Second down, 9. Here's a fake handoff. Lesh rolling back, being pursued. Has to step up. Has to wait for a block. Throws it across his body. And nearly incomplete there to Luke Sarver. The tight end has snuck out here in the flat. And that's going to go incomplete. Third down, 9 here.
Nice job of scrambling out of Brett Leshen. And then also Ryan Romanko was pulling out there to seal it off. And he was trying to get two different defenders out there and was able to get one. Just enough for Brett to get the throw off. But boy, well covered by Bondurant. Just not able to make the completion.
Happy birthday, Ashley Yinger. Got a text coming in. It's her birthday tonight. Wish her a happy birthday. Brett Leshen comes under center, rolls back, has a time now to work. Throws it across the middle of the field. Eugen across the 45 out to midfield. That's a big play right there, Jimmy. That's how you get the chain moving.
That's how you bring it, Jason, right there, every time.
That's when, you know, we go back to the first week against Fairfield. We tried that route a few times, and the timing was off a little bit. Brett wasn't able to get his feet set because the pressure was coming too hard, and the timing was off. Here we saw where the line is maturing. They're getting better. Brett set his feet, put a strike, just a bullet right to Zach Hugan, and that's what you want to see as the season's gone along. A really impressive play right there.
Albia with the ball near midfield. First and 10 from the Albia 48. Here's a pitch to the left side. Sarver trying to work upfield. Gets across midfield and dives forward for a gain of about 4 or 5 yards. But I'll tell you what, Christian, I love the way that line was pass blocking in that previous play.
Oh, that line's pass blocking just great. Picking the ball on the backside, Rasute. And I don't know if you can tell or not, but there's a couple times when those linebackers are blitzing in. And that's a really hard block for the offensive line. You have to be communicating out there with your brother on the side of you and tell him, hey, you got me here, I got you there. So, very good job.
Second down, 7 here after the 3-yard pickup. Albie into Bondurant for our territory. 3:57 opening quarter. Albie trailing 14-2. Here's a quick handoff running straight ahead. And is that, I believe that is Ryan Sarver.
Ryan Sarver, yep.
Gets inside the 45 of Bondurant Farrar. A gain of about 3 again.
And on that play, I like. You know, that gets a couple of good positive yards. You get 3 to 4 again, it always works well. And so we like to see that. And I like to see that mixing up a little bit here. We're in a good spot in the field now. Again, we're on Bondurant's 45-yard line. So good spot here to really be able to do different plays from not only running and passing.
Well, the Southern Iowa Technology text line, the shout-out line's open as well. We'll get to a shout-out here in just a second. Leshen, bootleg, running to the right side. Going to keep it. Cuts it upfield inside the 40, down to the 35-yard line, and that'll be a first down. There's a little bit of a late hit right there. But we have a shout-out coming in. Let's get that shout-out. And Jay Mill back of the board, give us that shout-out.
This is Chuck.
And this is Larry.
Hey, we want to give a shout-out to Big T and Jimmy on the sideline.
You're our favorite.
Oh, we love them.
Are you kidding me?
I thought you were supposed to screen those, Joe.
Are you kidding
me?
That is ridiculous. I mean, they want – that's just hogging the mic. Leshen rolls back. Oh. Play for action. Open. You get 10-5. Sidelines. It's the right sideline. Step down the bounds.
Yeah, at about the
7-yard. No, touchdown, Albion.
The side official's going
to – No, they're going to call it a touchdown, Albion. Yeah, the official on the sideline. The official over here on the sideline indicated he went out of bounds, guys. But when he got to the end zone, and I watched him tightrope this far sideline. May have been out. But nonetheless, that is a touchdown, Albia. Zach Eugen with the St. Piersmacher Funeral Home touchdown. Bob Sennett listening in from
Bob. I'm
yes, he's in. He's Notre Dame. Oh. South Bend.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's sure he'd be with Charlie. You bet.
And that is a touchdown, Albion. And let's see if we can get the extra point here. Big strike there. A great play action fake there by Leshen. Here comes a snap. Bosser with a kick.
Pressure.
It's up. High enough, long enough, and it's out on the B Avenue. And Albia narrows the lead down to 5, 14-9. Your score, Albia, trailing by 5, 2:55 to go here in the first quarter. We'll take a quick timeout. Come right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
As we turn through the pages of our lives, we all experience times when we need a little extra help. We have created an assisted living environment which combines and celebrates these memorable aspects of life and creates new experiences in a comfortable, home-like setting. Assisted living strikes a balance between the need for a helping hand and the desire for each individual to live life on their own terms. Our warm and caring staff offers assistance for each person's needs while providing the space, freedom, and flexibility to make one's own choices and enjoy life. We offer a variety of amenities to assist in the care of you or your loved one. With around-the-clock staff, you'll have the assurance that assistance will be there when you need it. I invite you to explore all the benefits assisted living can offer. In Albia, contact the Homestead Assisted Living Director, Lana Sohn, at 641-932-2102.
You know, football is a game of inches, and you ought to see the inches on my tan slacks. Boom! Let's get back to Friday Night Lights with Jason, Dan, Jimmy, Big T, and Little C.
Here's a kindly straight ball insulation kickoff. And that is another big-time special team play there by Ryan Sarver, open field tackle, and Albia, after scoring that touchdown, puts the defense back out there again. But I like the momentum of this football team. I like the emotion that came back the Albia sidelines, Dan.
Well, and again, open up the playbook a little bit. They got settled in the first possession or two there, running the ball really hard. And then Coach Farrington really starting to open up some different pass plays. Very good timing and connection between Brett and Zach. Really opens things up. That'll soften that defense. So now that our defense has to do its job and shut down this Bondurant team, make those adjustments up front, not get pushed into those gaps where those offensive linemen are trying to push us.
Quarterback for Bondurant Farrar, getting the plays called in. Drake Fuller.
Looks like a pass.
He steps over. He's going to roll back, throw a quick pass out to the sidelines, complete. And getting by one defender on his way out across the 30-yard line. And
that will, by the whole team.
Yep. That was a nice pursuit tackle there, but a quick pass right there. That's a tough one to defend, Jimmy, when you get that ball slung out to the sidelines.
You know, it's real tough to defend, Jason, but we have such good speed that, you know, that shouldn't bother these guys. And look at the group tackling. I mean, that is just awesome. That's how you do it. That's how you play football. You help your teammates out, brother.
Now, that sounded like Chuck from Chuck and Larry on our shout-out.
Nope,
and I don't know if people understand. On the Thunderbolt app, you can go to the little megaphone and do a shout-out, and we will get it on the air. You can tell us who your favorite Blue Demon is. Let us know where you are.
Or your broadcaster. The name starts with Jason.
Yes.
Second down and three here for the Blue Jays. Here's a handoff running to the side and being caught in the backfield. A loss on the play, and that is Bryce Leshen in there with a ton of brick hits courtesy of Bluck Creek Archery. A loss of about five on the play, and Bryce Leshen looked like he was shot out of that cannon out of the north end zone.
Oh, he was ready to come at him, and they can read. They're really getting a good read on the quarterback, trying to get a feel for whether it's going to be a pass or run play. When they know it's going to be a run, that gives Bryce just the chance to just tune up and go right at that quarterback.
Roy, Selena, Bella. From the Lake of the Ozarks, checking in. Go Big Blue. Hi, Henderson family. I get Henderson family right below us as well.
Pass play coming.
Here comes the pass play. The quarterback pump fakes. Going to go down the sideline. He's overthrown down deep. And Leshen, go! He almost come up with it. Playing a center field out there was Brett Leshen, the All-State center fielder for the Blue Demons baseball team. Playing center field there, nearly got the INT.
Nice job there. And again, the Blue Demons really, I think, have got it spotted here. They can really determine whether it's going to be a pass or run play. Brett was recognized that, went back deep, almost had it. Well overthrown. The quarterback just reared up and really chucked that thing out there. Did Fuller, and Brett about had it.
1:25 to go the first quarter. Albie trails 14-9. Back deep is Leshen and Bear. How about that defensive stop, Big C? That was a great job by the Blue Demons here to force the Blue Jays to punt.
Big stop and good job by Bryce Leshen. Force him to a 3rd and 8 instead of 3rd and 2 and having to pass on that.
Yep.
Oh, great job.
Here's a high kick, short kick.
Get out of the road.
And takes a bounce, rolls inside the 35, then goes sideline, and it'll be down after a big bounce by the Blue Jays out at the 27-yard line, where Albie will take the offense back on the field. Let's get a quick scoring update back at the Friday Night Lights studio. Jay Mill, give us that update.
All right, guys, here's your scoring update brought to you by Tharp Funeral Home. Pekin leads North Mahaska 19-8. Winterset has gone up by a point over the Chargers of Sheraton at 7-6. The Winterset Huskies on top. Pella now leads Carlisle in a scoring barrage in the first quarter. They've scored 31 in the first quarter against Carlisle's option. It's 31-7. Oskaloosa has also scored at homecoming against Norwalk. It's 13-7. The Indians on top of Norwalk. Knoxville and Dallas Center Grimes are scoreless in the first quarter, and we'll have more scores for you coming up. Let's go back live to you.
Big carry over the left side by Griffin Osing. Fullback takes that across the 30-yard line. A gain of about 6 or 7 on that play. Boy, I love the way that Griffin runs with that football.
I was going to say, so hard. You know, he got hit hard by the linebacker, and it took 4 more Blue Jays to actually knock him down and get him down. He's not going to quit when he's going. He's going to keep going for everything he's got. Brings up a nice first down play. Brings up 2nd and about 3 now.
T, a couple of weeks ago, you noticed, you mentioned the way that that Griffin runs with the football. Does a great job of covering up there. And both him and Sarver are really focused on that tonight.
I tell you, they are. They're really, they're hitting the hole hard, but they're really covering up the ball.
Another carry by Sarver. He gets across the 35, out to about the 37, close to the first down marker. Oh, that line's moving bodies around, Jimmy.
Hey, love it. That's what you got to do, Jason. Just keep staying low and keep driving. Good things are going to happen.
You know, and the boys talked about it in the trenches report, that we're a little bit bigger than most of them at every position, and that should work for our advantage as the game goes on.
Final 25 seconds of this first quarter. Albia trailing by 5, 14-9 your score. Leshen fakes the handoff, rolls back, has time. A fade pattern down the middle of the field. Has Baker open. Oh, nearly come up with it, but just a little overthrown. But what a nice looking play there. We see Eugen stretch the field. That both Eugen and Baker had went vertical on this Blue Jay team, Dan, and I really like that.
I really do. And once again, we saw a little extra contact there at about 15 yards down, and play pass was about 30. And I'm not going to get in this game too early, but
wow.
But Sam Duffy was just a little bit of physical contact there. No call made, but Matt did a good job fighting through that and get himself to where he could almost make that catch.
Second down, 10 here. 17 seconds to go here, first quarter. Here's a quick pitch. Sarver trying to get to the corner. Gets a sailout block by Osing, and it'll be brought out of bounds as he dives forward, trying to get to that 40-yard marker, but they're going to say his foot went out of bounds at about the 38.
The thing with the team, obviously, as we talked about, is maybe just a little bit smaller at some positions, but they're very quick. You know, in that pitch play, we've seen that. They really pursue quick. The corners and the linebackers, although not very tall or big, they get on it quick, and they're right there on top of it. Ryan was patient as he's coming out there, but wasn't able to find any holes to get through to get any big yards off that play.
10 seconds to go here, third down and 10. Here in the first quarter, Leshen rolls back. Has time, a little square out. There is Eugen. Has the first down on his feet across midfield. Still one man to beat. 45-40. On his way to 35-30. Jukes, Giants, 25-20. And has the ball stripped out of him inside the 10-yard line. The ball's going to come loose from behind. One of the Blue Jays came from behind, stripped that away. And wait, I think they're going to call this back, guys.
I think it's going to be on us.
A legal procedure. That's going to help us out right here.
They're going to decline.
I don't know, because if the play may have been dead. It is. We may have dodged a bolt there. Although, Eugen looked like he was going to take that for a touchdown. Heads up by the Blue Jays trailing there, T, to knock that ball out. But the flag might have been to our favor.
Turnover. No, that's what I'm saying. It's a flag, but it's... They're saying that Bondurant's the option. They're declining the penalty. Well, the turnover will stand.
Exactly. They threw the flag down after... after the play had been snapped, and that will be a turnover. We'll turn over the quarter. After the turnover, when we come back, Albia will be trailing 14-9. The Blue Jays will have the football, and as we move to the second quarter, you're listening to Homecoming 2013 right here in your sports leader, KIIC.
All right, guys, we'll get you caught up on all the scores here real quick from the Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights Big Board. Of course, Bondurant Farrar leads Albia 14-9. It's Sheraton trailing Winterset 7-6. Wilton leads Eddyville Blakesburg 24-0. Wayne on top of Moravia at the halftime break 42-0. Davis County and Clark are scoreless. It's Pekin on top of North Mahaska 19-8. And it is Sigourney Kyoto 19, Pella Christian 7. That game is in the second quarter. Sigourney Kyoto with only one loss on the season so far, again, leads Pella Christian 19-7. HLV of Victor on top of Twin Cedars 28-6. Melchert Allison Tri-County are tied at 6. Montezuma blanking English Valleys 35-0. It's Van Buren all over New London 22-6. And Ottumwa's homecoming, they lead 6-0. Also Williamsburg on top of Fairfield 21-7. Pella leads Carlisle 31-7. Oskaloosa has scored again. They lead Norwalk 21-7. And it is Johnston on top of Ankeny, 21-14. West Des Moines Valley leads into Enola, 10-0. More scores coming your way. Let's go back live to the field.
The Blue Jays with the ball after the Albia turnover. First down and goal to go, or first down from the 6-yard line. Here's a carry on the fake handoff. The quarterback keeps it, runs straight ahead. Going to have a gain of about 4 yards. Second down, let's call it 6 for the Blue Jays, right at the Blue Jay 10-yard line. Here, Dan, as you look down, you know, we are by the handoff oftentimes. They'll pick that up. Second down, let's call it 3 for the Blue Jays. Here is I believe, movement on the Blue Jays.
We two linebackers for us came up. Griffin Osing and Blake Lawless came up, showing a blitz coming, and got the line a little goosey there. They weren't ready for it, and they got nervous. Thought the big boys were coming after them, so we were able to induce a penalty.
Well, Tim, I like the aggressiveness of the blitz, and we've done that a lot this year. But when you run by the guys, it can be a whole lot of trouble.
Yeah, you know, in this Bondurant team, they use just a little screen just right over the linebacker, so you really got to watch that blitz because they'll pull that out on you.
Second down, 7 after the 5-yard mark off. 9:37 to go, first half. Albia trailing by 5 here. 14-9, your score. Quarterback, and here's a fake handoff. Quarterback running, being pursued. He's going to tuck it under and carry it downfield. And he's going to have the first down across the 40, and that will move the chains out to the 42-yard line. Looked like Dalton Forker's going to have him stopped in the backfield, but that quarterback showing off his legs, Dan.
Just very quick and elusive. You know, and then once he got on the open field, Bryce Lesham was being blocked by the receiver out there, and he got free of that, but, boy, tried to get a beat on him, and it just kind of juked around him. And just he was very effective out there, very hard runner. You can see us, all our guys are flying around really fast. They're just not able to get the stop before big gains there. Like I said, starting the backfield and continue on downfield.
9:10 to go here. First half. Albie trailing 14-9. Two receivers here to the near side of the field. One to the far side. One back in the backfield with the quarterback. Rolls back. Plants. Throws it across the middle of the field, and it's complete. Nice soft zone coverage there, and that went right in front of Albie's corners. That'll be a first down for the Blue Jays into Albie territory. The Blue Jays on the march here.
Yeah, that's given a lot of respect for the Blue Jays and their ability to throw that ball deep. You know, we're playing off the line of scrimmage quite a bit there, and unfortunately gives up that under route every time. You know, I'm noticing, too, it's a little odd, too. The leading receiver, I believe, is not out there. Duffy, 27. I do not see him. He's not been out for a few plays, so I don't know what the story is with that.
He's now split to the far left side.
Oh, thank you.
Two receivers out there. Duffy on the far left side of the field. Quarterback from the shotgun. Stays in that pistol formation. Hands it off straight ahead. Running over the left side and running inside the 45, a gain of about 3 on first down. But the Blue Jays, Jimmy, doing a good job. They're mixing up the plays.
I tell you, I'm very impressed with that team, Jason. You know, they probably have some great coaches, too. I mean, come on. They know what we're doing. We know what they're doing. You know, we're five games in the season, man. It's going to be a battle. I mean, I'm just impressed. Great football game.
Well, Dan, as you look at the technology these kids have today, our youth football program uses the huddle program, same with these guys, and the technology these kids have, they can watch it on their iPhones or iPads. They know, they scout these both teams out.
You bet they do, and they know what the tendencies are. Just got to try to overcome them.
Here's a pass in the flat, and this one's going to be complete. A gain of about 3. A little quick down and out that time. Bryce Leshen there on coverage. Good defensive coverage there by Leshen. It's going to bring up third down, and let's call it a long 4 here for the Blue Jays. Into Albia territory at the 41-yard line. The Blue Jays with a 14-9 lead here, 7:40 to go in the first half. The Blue Jays split them out to the right side. Two receivers out here to the near side of the field, right in front of the Albia bench. One on the near side.
Pass play counter.
Here's the counter play, and the quarterback running with it. Brought down. Good defensive job that time by the Blue Demons. Going to bring a fourth down here. Fourth down and 3, and this is a big play, Big C.
Big play at a big time right here. You need to get a stop on the defense ball right here and have a chance to score in the second half, take the lead, and then get the ball back to start the second half. It is a huge play.
Jimmy, this is where, you know, you really got to play. You got to go after it, but you got to play disciplined football as well, because if you over-pursue it, they might turn that into a big play.
Hey, it's biggie time, man. That's what you're doing. Big games, big times, big memories. Right now is where you make some memories, you make the stop, and I'm telling you, never forget him. Right now.
All right, I formation this time. The quarterback. Look like movement there. He's going to keep it over the right side. Has the first down. Gets to the corner. Has the ball inside the 25-yard line. And Albia bought the handoff to the halfback. And the quarterback kept it. Took it over the left side on that bootleg. And they have it now. First and 10 from the Albia 23-yard line.
Hunter Weldon with the stop there. And they pushed him out of bounds. So stayed right with him. But, again, well-executed play. And got the sweep out to the corner. And around the edges he went.
Southern Iowa Technology text line. Let's go Big Blue from Lindsey Chance Williams, class of 2003, checking in. We want to hear from you. Give us a text, 641-799-1437. First and 10 for the Blue Jays. Here's a handoff over the right side and fighting forward and being brought down after a gain of about 2 or 3 yards here by the Blue Jays. But so important right now, T, to stop this drive for the Blue Demons.
Absolutely. We need a big stop right here. At least maybe a field goal, but we definitely don't want them to get in the end zone.
Yeah, and we know it certainly looks like they've got an admirable kicker who could come in for that field goal, but that'd certainly be a lot better than 6 points right now.
14-9, Albia trailing. 5:56 to go here in the first half. One receiver split out here to the near side. In coverage is Hugh Sinclair. Here's the handoff, and a fake handoff, and the quarterback once again keeps it on the quarterback keeper. And that's going to go for a first down all the way down to the 11-yard line. Boy, I'll tell you what, Dan, they're going to have to key on that. You don't want to run by the quarterback. Let's get them both.
Right, and that's, you know, I know the players are talking. I was talking to them yesterday as I was getting the starting lineups, you know, that they're each of them has a man they're assigned to between the corners and the backers. And, you know, there is a defender for us assigned to the quarterback, and so he's supposed to keep his eye on him and just go after him regardless of where he thinks the ball is. And the same thing true with the tailback, you know, that the another linebacker is supposed to stay with the tailback. We just got to stay true to those assignments and go after him.
Capacity crowd here at Ironman Field. Here's a quarterback. He's going to hand it off for the left side and fighting forward and being brought down, but not before he's got a carry of about three, maybe four down there.
Looks like we had two of the backs for a Bondurant in motion before the snap. One could certainly go, but not two, and there's no call or even a flinch on the officials.
It's a lot. I'll tell you what, almost every other play anyway, there's somebody that, in my mind, is moving.
Yeah, that time, you know, two of them, there's always the guy pulling between the guard, and then also this little slot back will oftentimes pull as well. But we have the tailback and the slot going for Bondurant, but no call. And there's movement.
Yeah, there it is right there. About time.
There's about seven of them, finally. It took seven guys to move before they thought they were going to throw that hanky.
Yeah, that'll mark them off backwards 5 yards.
Got to take advantage of that.
Second down after the 5-yard mark off and 12. The ball at the 12-yard line. The Blue Jays can get a first down near the 2-yard line. Second down, 12 here. 4:44 to go. 14-9, the Blue Jays. We're going to have a call timeout. Timeout called by the Blue Demons with 4:44 to go here in the first half. We're going to take a quick timeout. Come right back. Albie Trails 14-9. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
The BPX 9000 bale processor from Vermeer is simple, durable, and versatile. And in a winter with short feed supplies, it gives you an easy way to stretch your hay supply and better control how much hay you're feeding. The BPX 9000 blows away dust and mold, making the hay more palatable for your cattle. And the optional scale kit helps you to control feed intake in your herd. Process what you want, when you want, and stretch your hay supply further this year with the BPX 9000 bale processor from Vermeer, found at Bowser Equipment Incorporated in Albia. Call 641-932-7838 today.
Couple quick scores before we go back live. A new one that's come in, PCM of Monroe on top of I-35 Turo, 14-6. Oski leads Norwalk now 21-14. And Ottumwa now leads Marshalltown 14-0. We'll do the complete rundown in just a few minutes. Let's go back live to the field.
Southern Iowa Technology text line to keep coming in. Go Big Blue from Dalton's Folkert's Uncle Todd checking in. Go Big Blue, Kirby, and Tim Selby at the river. Glad to have all of you along. We want to hear from you. Send a picture, too. I hear of these big fires that
Bill Anderson
make.
Sent that in. That little bonfire Bill's got going. So
641-799-1437 on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Second down. Here's another movement. And it's been often tonight, T. The officials finally starting to see it, buddy.
Buddy boy.
Yeah, they are.
Jimmy's a guy.
Well, I tell you what, Jason, I'm very impressed with their linemen, the Bondurant linemen. They are talking and moving amongst themselves, so I don't know what's going on there. They're seeing us doing some different things, and it's kind of neat to watch high school kids that are trying to figure the game out. Like you say, they're watching game film before they get here, too, on their phones and whatnot. You see what I'm saying? I mean, just it's very impressive.
Second down, let's call it 17. The ball now back at the 17-yard line of Albia. Two receivers over here on the near side. One back in the backfield. Here's a fake handoff, a pass into the end zone, and it's complete, and that's going to be a Bondurant for our touchdown. A little fade pattern down that far left sideline.
Well covered by Hunter Weldon. I mean, he was stride for stride with him right on, but, boy, that ball just went right into the hands of that receiver.
Beautiful looking play, boy. And I'll tell you what, T, what we have seen tonight is a plethora of plays. How's that for Jasonism?
Yeah, wow.
Used correctly.
Yeah, it actually was correct. But, you know, they've got a big playbook just like we do, you know, and they're a tough team.
The kicker in to kick the extra point here, 20-9. Here's the kick, and this one got a piece of it that did the Blue Demons, but it still has enough distance to get across the goalpost and up and good. 21-9, Albia trails here by 12, 4:39 to go here. First half, we'll take a quick timeout and come back and get you updated with the scores and this Conley Spray Foam Insulation kickoff.
All right, Jace, we'll get the scores real quick on the Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights Big Board. Bondurant Farrar leads Albia 20-9. Sheraton now up on Winterset 16-7. Wilton blanking Eddieville Blakesburg 24-0. Melchior Dallas leads Tri-County 32-6 at halftime. HLV of Victor has just scored on Twin Cedars, where it's now 52-6 at halftime. Sigourney Kyoto leads Pella Christian 27-7. Wayne blanking Moravia 49-0. Knoxville also on the short end of the stick to Dallas Center Grimes, where Dallas-centered Grimes leads Knoxville 21-0. Johnston on top of Ankeny 28-21. PCM of Monroe 14, I-35 6. And Pella still leads Carlisle 31-7. Pekin leads North Mahaska 19-8. More scores coming up. Let's go back live to you guys.
Conley spray foam insulation kickoff. I've heard from Todd. I've heard from Troy Folkerts. And I look down there and I see my buddy Wendell Folkerts. Wendell, can you look up here at the press box and give me away? That a boy, Wendell. He married well, you know that?
Yes, he did.
Here's the kickoff. Fielded inside the 10-yard line. Luke Sarver trying to bring it on the return. Has a block. It's an air block. Good defensive job on the coverage by the Blue Jays. Nice Sarver takes it out to the 24-yard line. Oh, nice looking return. Good blocking out there by the Blue Demons.
Yep, got a good high kick, and they just did a nice job trying to set that up. Didn't get any big yards, but a nice return by Sarver. And we'll start with the ball at the 24, again with 4:33 in the first half. Albie finds itself trailing 21-9. You know, I'm going to go back to last week's game where it was a tight game. You know, that really helped us to understand we can win close games and tight games, and so we don't have to blow them out early, and so we can keep playing and getting sharp as we go along.
Sarver with the counter handoff, works his way up across the 25, 27, 28. 8-yard line. Let's gain about four on first down. Boy, look at that fireplace there, Dan. That's a pretty nice looking place.
Wow.
Roy, that Selena, and nice. Bella, they're checking in from the Ozarks. And
That's a fire.
I'll tell you what, they got a well-controlled, beautiful fireplace holding that fire. But, buddy, that looks like something you'd see out of the Taj Mahal, buddy. That's a lot of fire right there. That's a lot of fire.
Oh, a little counter reverse.
And that's going to be a short gain there, well defended by the Blue Jays.
Nice little hand it off to Griffin Osing, and then Matt Baker comes up from the slot position on the left side underneath. Hands off underneath. Usually works well, confuses teams. But, again, as Jimmy talked about earlier, you know, Bondurant's watching their game film. They know that play's coming from us, and the left side of the defense for Bondurant scoped that out and was able to make the tackle.
Third down now, four for the Blue Demons. Leshen rolls back. He has time. Throws it to the flat. Complete to Ugin. Ugin with the first down. Fighting forward. Across the 40. Stands in feet. Fights all the way out across the 45-yard line. How about that, Jimmy? Zach on the attack.
You play football right there. Every time. Every time. Let's go. Keep it going.
Nice job, and really like that. Yeah, it was extra couple yards after the catch. You know, it just shows the grit and the determination of the team, and the rest of his team will see that determination, and that gives them reason to step up and do even more.
Zach Ugin is a fighter, no doubt about that. A beautiful pass pattern there, and the pass was right on target. Here's the pitch, trying to get to the corner, and seal off block. Oh, and Sarver looked like he tripped up trying to cut that up. He'll be stopped after a little to no gain.
I'm going to go back to that prior pass play, though. The thing I really like about that, throwing out the flat, Zach has shown his ability to go deep and has a great route running abilities and great hands. But that little 5-yard out flat and then let him go get some extra yardage afterwards is so easy for him to capitalize on, and just a great play.
I'm going to get a helmet work done. I'll tell you what, Dan, we're going to be here till the midnight hour. You've got a big night in store for you, buddy, because you're going to be celebrating your wife's birthday. Yep. Only 28 years old. Oh, no, she just turned 29.
29, yeah.
Don't want to shortchange her, but 29 years old. And
Julie's having a wonderful birthday, so we're going to go out and celebrate tonight after the game. Yep. But White Buffalo, post-game locker room show.
We're going to the locker room at White Buffalo. Here's the Ugin deep.
Flag.
And boy,
yes,
it's about time.
Yeah!
I mean, sometimes I wonder if the yellow only exists if it's thrown at blue. But that time it was, but the blue wearing white tonight because Zach Ugin was being mugged. I'll tell you what, Jimmy, you know, that looks like you're going to the airport. You're getting mugged so much.
Hey, you ain't stopping that, dude. You can hold him whatever you want to do to him. That's Zach attack. He's going to get that. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I mean, the TSA agents don't have his hands on as that much frisking as is going on right there. And that's just a no-brainer, an easy call from the officials. Took a while for it to come out, but it's an easy call.
He had his hands all over Ugin like T has his hands all over a buffet.
Old country.
You know, and that's what we get so used to is because Zach runs so well and does his routes so well, you know, the teams have to respect that. And that doesn't give him a license, though, to take advantage of that. And this is the only thing I don't like about this call. It's a great call for him because instead of him catching the ball
exactly
at the 20, or the 30, 20, excuse me, the penalty is only a 15-yard penalty. We get the ball still back at the 40.
Here's a handoff. Sarver running forward inside the 40-yard line down to the 37, 38. The bootleg is going to work, gentlemen. Just mark my word, that will work as we beat along tonight because that defense oversold that middle.
And if I could go back to that prior penalty, just so I understand, folks, the penalty was at about the all 25 of Bondurant. But the way the rule is, it's a 15-yard penalty from the original line of scrimmage. So it really rewards the defense on a deep pass play just to hold and mug the guy. There's no real stiff penalty because otherwise it would be a pick, a touchdown for Blue Demons.
Power eye formation. Lesher fakes the handoff. Here comes the bootleg. Gets a block inside the 35. Down out of bounds about the 32-yard line. That'll be a pickup of about 7-8 yards. Maybe enough for a first down. T, I saw you nodding your head down there, buddy. You could see the linebackers on the inside on that blitz the previous play.
They're biting really hard in the middle there. And, you know, that's what Coach Staten does. He sells that, and then boom, he's gone.
Did Joe change the wiring up here? Are you wired into the coaches?
Yeah, what's
you
this?
Just called the bootleg, and there it was. You're on top of it, Jason. I got to tip my hat to you on that one.
I got premonitions.
Ah, write that down, T. Write that one down.
Got it.
My premonitions are never wrong. Isn't that right?
If only I knew what that was.
So stick with me, buddy. I'll take you places you've never been before.
I don't want to get there.
I want to get down to the Ozarks.
Oh, my gosh.
Hang out with Roy and Selena and Bella. That was a nice fireplace. I want to see your fire pit and your fireplace and your bonfire that's going on tonight. Send me a picture of where you're watching the game tonight. It's easy. Take it on your phone. There's the new things called the smartphone. 641-799-1437. Third down, short here. Here comes the handoff. Sarver has the first down inside the 30, fighting forward, still fighting forward. He'll be brought down about the 27-yard line. But, Jimmy, I like the way this team has responded after the Bondurant for our touchdown.
Hey, we want it, Jason. I'm telling you what, man. We got 2 minutes left in the half. These guys are wanting it. It's homecoming, Jason. And then plus, it's a big game. Every game is a big game, and you got to want it.
And that goes back to, for me, this last play. Goes back to that bootleg. Now, all of a sudden, when the team realizes that Brett Leshen will run that bootleg, that outside back in the corner has to stay home. They can't bite inside so much. And that allowed Ryan Sarver to have a nice lane inside there because they've got to respect that. So it's a good job of opening up that playbook.
Here comes the fake handoff. I see the next one coming. Leshen trying to get to the corner. Has the lead blocker.
Right? Oh,
Baker gets a big-time block. 10-yard line out of bounds. And then a late to hit right there.
Hey,
where's that flag?
There's a flag.
Holy cow. And I feel sorry for the fan across the way because he just got laid out by Brett Leshen. A late hit as Leshen went out of bounds inside the 10-yard line. And, T, you saw that one. But Brett laid somebody out over there as well. A fan.
I think it was a tuba.
there actually were some fans laying on a blanket over there enjoying the nice fall evening. A great spot to watch a game, you would think. But when Brett Leshen gets shoved 5 yards out of bounds, it makes it a little dangerous territory.
But how about that big block by Matt Baker, Big
yes.
C?
Oh, yeah, picking up that big guy. That guy was bigger than him, picks him out at the legs, picks him down. Brett Leshen has more room to go, lays out a guy, and then he gets hit in the back when he goes out of bounds and hit – lays out a tuba, man, as well. Why not?
Ton of brick hits brought to you by Bluff Creek Archery and Albia. Proud to carry Hoyt and Parker Bows, Vanguard Bow Cases, Muddy Outdoor Tree Stands, Harnesses, Ladder Stands, Lucky Bucket, Monster Racks. See them for all your fall hunting needs. Bluff Creek Archery, first down. Goal to go for the Blue Demons. Ball inside the 5-yard lines. And this would be a big answer to that Bondurant Ferrar touchdown just moments ago as Leshen meets his team in the huddle.
Like I say, what I'm going to go back to is just the variety of play calling we're getting. We're moving left to right now. We're really widening out the field, taking advantage of the Blue Demon strength.
Here comes the fake. Oh, a handoff. Sarver close to the goal line. Down close to the goal line. Wait for the indication. Not just about a half a yard short. But, boy, Jimmy, I like the way the Sarver ducked his head down there, lowered those shoulder pads, and went straight ahead.
Tough kid. Tough kid. And right now you're smelling it. Oh, that's the end zone, brother.
I thought that was a pizza that Dan ate earlier. Second time around. Glad we're not near a fire, Stocker. 21-9, Albia trailing here. Second down, goal to go. Leshen, straight ahead, fighting for
Yes.
Touchdown, Albia. Leshen with the 1 yard carry. He got a little help from his friends, and you saw the entire swarm of Albia fans right there in that north end zone. There goes the cannon on your Senate Pierce Mocker funeral home. Touchdown, Albia. And Albia has trimmed the lead to 6-21-15. Your score, 1:24 to go here, first half. And how about that touchdown answering drive there on that run there, Jimmy?
Oh, we had to have it, buddy. We had to have it. We got it.
It was just huge on that possession. We've got to get points on her. Now the defense has to hold them for a minute 24. Going down by we're going to go for the 1 point, which I say is a good call. Go down by just 5. Retool and get ready to go second half.
Bossard, here comes the snap. The kick is up high enough, long enough, and this one will be good enough. And Albia has trimmed the lead down to just five once again. 21-16. Now be trailing by five. 1:24 to go. Let's go back to the Friday Night Live studio for a quick scoring update, and then back for your Conley Spray Foam Insulation kickoff.
All right, guys, our score here is 21-16. Albia with the touchdown there here in the second quarter. And they trail by five. Cheriton leads Winterset at halftime 16-7. It's Eddyville-Blakesburg now down by 31 to a ranked Wilton squad. And at the half, it's still 49-0, Wayne on top of Moravia. New score coming in. We've got Davis County. Help me find that score, gentlemen. There it is, 28-7, Davis County on top of Clark. And that is in the second period. The Mustangs on top of the Indians of Clark, 28-7. Pekin leads at the halftime break, 19-8. And it's Sigourney Kyoto, 27. Pella Christian, 7. HLV a victor at the halftime all over Twin Cedars and Aaron Ospaugh's squad, 52-6. Melchert Alice, 32. Tri-County, 6. It's Montezuma, 42. English Valley's, nothing. Van Buren leads New London, 22-6. Ottumwa at the halftime break now up 14-3 over Marshalltown. And Williamsburg leads Fairfield, 42-7. Pella leads Carlisle, 31-7, and it's Oskaloosa now up 21-14 on Norwalk. Dallas Center Grimes leads Knoxville 21-0. Let's go back live to the Conley Spray Foam Insulation kickoff.
Getting a little help over there to get rid of some fan, maybe a little distraction over there. T and Jimmy and Big C on the sidelines. Guys, the excitement that's in the air, the bodies that are crowded around this football field, wow.
I don't know that I've ever seen this place this packed before, ever.
There is absolutely, I don't know where you're going to put everybody in here. Here the fans sending them off and saying goodbye. Here's the Conley Spray Foam Insulation kickoff.
Nice.
Over to the right side, Bosser gets it up in the air, drops it down inside the 20-yard line. This is going to be returned across the sideline. Out across the 25, still has feet to the 30. Boy, I love the way that Albia comes out and they can kick the ball anywhere on the field. Bondurant Farrar had shaded their return man over to the far side of the field, the near side, and DeBossard, with only one back there, kicked it on the other side of the field where no one was there, and Albia was a foot race to get there.
They really work on their directional kicking like that, and that's just good to see. They can take advantage of where the team's setting up and kick away from them.
We don't want to forget tonight as the touchdowns come in and Albia puts points upon the board. Albia Wash and Go will celebrate Touchdown Tuesday. Right now we're at a dollar off. 1-4 touchdowns, $1 off. Yeah, anything over that's going to be. Here's a quick pass. Oh. Nearly picked off, but well read there by Blake Lawless.
Yep, nice job jumping that route there. About got in front of it. That would have been huge with a minute 11. We could have done something with that. 96-55 will be our code this Tuesday. Touchdown Tuesday, 9-6-5-5. Touchdown Tuesday.
Put that in your phone. Put that in your phone, and you'll know. Save it for later. Perkins comes off the field. Now they are going to have Folkers. Did he get a timeout? I think, they got a timeout here. Dalton Folkers called timeout as Perkins was trying to come off the field. Too many bodies on the field. 54 seconds to go. And the Blue Demons come over to the sideline to talk it over. Real quick timeout here. We'll take a timeout, come back. Albia trails 21-16. 54 seconds to go here. First half, you're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
Dewey Motor Company of Albia would like to take this time to welcome Scott Tibbles as the new service manager. Dewey is excited to have Scott, a lifelong resident of Monroe County. Scott brings a fresh and new approach to the service department, and Scott's number one goal is customer satisfaction. Dewey services all makes and models, and for your convenience, Dewey offers free local pickup and delivery. So give Scott a call today to schedule your next appointment at 641-932-7500.
After the timeout, second down and five here for the Blue Jays. Got to find a impact player of the first half, courtesy of the Eagles Club. Eagles Club right here in Albia. I know they got it turned on. Hello, everybody at the Eagles Club. Have a 1919 root beer and one of those frosty mugs that's on tap for me. We'll get your impact player of the first half here at the halftime break. Here comes the slant pattern to the sidelines. Complete, but right there is Houston Clare. And then finishing off!
Yes!
A ton of brick hits!
Good Houston!
There's your play-by-play. The diggity digs and the biggity bigs down on the sideline as Brett Leshin put a ton of brick hits on that. As Sinclair did a good job of covering it up, and then Leshin finished him off.
Number 25, green shoes there. Dylan Stafford is leading receiver for Bondurant. And, he, you know, he's been out the last couple series, so I didn't know if he's hurt or not, but he came back in. Nice play, but, boy, way to finish him off.
Third down short here. Bondurant Farrar has the first down. 19 seconds to go. The ball at the 44 now. The Blue Jays will call timeout. And they'll move the chains here. Ball at the 44-yard line. Albie trailing 21-16. 19 seconds to go here in the first half. And we're going to have the beautiful play of the first half brought to you by Cindy's Beauty Hut. And right now they're doing some celebrating over there, Dan. They have a bunch of specials going on as they celebrate their open house at Cindy's Beauty Hut. Then we'll have that beautiful play of the first half along with your Eagles Club impact player of the first half. Boys, this is a opportune time right here to make a big stop. Going to halftime break, keep that momentum going your way, Big T.
Yeah, you don't want to give him much more yards because that dude, he's got a leg on him. You know, so be a great deal to not let him score going into the halftime. We get the ball first in the second half.
I'd say how about a big pick six, Big C?
That would be great in this situation. Get the lead going into the half and getting the ball. Excellent.
Good
Excellent.
Point. Good point there, because you got to think they're going to have to throw a little bit, get a little closer for that field goal. Running it, although they're very capable, that takes a lot of time off the clock, and they've only got, I guess it was just their first time out, so they got two left to use.
Bondurant Farrar, two receivers out to the far side. Albie's soft zone coverage here. A little quick pass over on the sidelines, and running out close to the first down marker, stays in bounds. And they're going to have to call a timeout here with 10 seconds to go. I don't think the Blue Jays realize that he got out of bounds. They're trying to call a timeout. 6 seconds to go, and that was a good tackle, an open field there by the Blue Demons to get him from going out of bounds. Jimmy, that was heads-up tackling by the Blue Demons. Not so smart on the Blue Jays.
Yeah, I think the guy was trying to get out, and our guy just did a wonderful job keeping in bounds, keep the clock running.
You know, it's on their side right in front of their coaches. You'd think they'd recognize that was stayed in bounds, and for some reason they didn't get that timeout called right away.
Well, we got a great halftime show coming up for you. Brees Restholm will bring the coach's interview. And we're going to see if we can catch up with the Blue Jays coach and Coach State. 6 seconds to go. And they're going to put 4 seconds back on.
Ooh, that's generous because they were not signaling.
No, they were not. They thought he was in bounds. I sit there and watch the old clock tick, tick, tick. I'm not sure. They all wearing stripes again. I don't understand this. It might be the same crew.
It could be the same crew. I don't know.
Funny, they all dress the same. Look like Tim.
I'm sure Jim Frank will have some reason to support him.
Oh, yeah. Second down short here for the Blue Jays. And to Albia territory. The ball at the 46-yard line of Albia. Quarterback rolls back. Going to roll to the right side. Here comes the pursuit across the body. Underthrown. And pick up. Going the other way. Brett Leshin. At the 30. Goes to the other side of the field. Get the block. Trying to get to the corner. Get the block from Hastings. On his way is at the 40. Brought down at the 40-yard line. Time is going to run out here in the first half. But Leshin, with the INT, takes it the other way. The momentum with this Blue Demon football team goes into the halftime break. And I'll tell you what, Dan, that is the kind of play you want to end a half on.
It definitely is. You know, just a lot of momentum, a lot of excitement there. He just read it. You talked about him being that All-State center fielder, and he just had that spotted the whole way and just went out and caught that fly ball and run. Did a great job of reading his blockers, who immediately became offensive weapons for him. They're out there blocking for him. Just couldn't break through that last tackle. Otherwise, it could have been that pick six that Christian was calling for, which would have been an outstanding way to get into that second half.
Well, Tim, I'll tell you what, buddy. This has been a like a title fight type of environment. The crowd, the fans have been crazy into it, and the momentum went the Blue Jays' way there for about 7-8 minutes. But Albie takes it into the halftime break. He had his headset off.
Yep,
buddy, I set you up.
You're right, Jason.
That a boy,
I'm
Jimmy.
Ready to go, man. I'm ready to call me in, Coach. I'm going to play.
Tim, you just lost your moment, buddy.
I mean, this is the game we're in right now. Big game. The score is close. But I knew, and I think we knew, it's going to be that direction. What did you tell the boys at halftime to come out and change that to maybe not make so many mistakes and start playing fundamental football, make tackles? What did you discuss back there?
Well, we did remind them to wrap up on their tackles and hit them low and not be grabbing at them. And we did talk on offense about taking the attack to them, coming off the ball, trying to wear them down. They've got a number of guys going both ways. They were shuffling linemen in and out in the second quarter as they were gassed. So we just got to keep coming out, playing our best. Our challenge is to be our best. And when you're making mistakes, you're not your best. And it's going to take our best effort right now in this half to take this football team.
Well, Coach, I won't keep you longer. Go tear it up. It's your game, brother. Love you, man. It's a new half, too, a new half. Jason, back to you guys. But I tell you what, I love the way Coach is, man. You know, be your best. You know, just do what you have to do. Take care of business, and the scoreboard will take care of itself.
Well, that's what it's going to come down to in this this second half, Dan. It is taking care of each possession, each play, and that's the philosophy of this football team, this football coach.
It is, and it's the same whether they're up huge or in a tight game. What I like is you don't see – the tone is the same. He's not changed his tenor or the voice or anything or the words he's using. It's the same thing. It's going out and execute. Do your job. They've coached them. The kids know what they need to do. They just need to go out and execute it to the best of their ability, and good things will happen if they do that.
Well, Cindy's Beauty Head's beautiful play of the first half was on that safety on the opening kickoff, and Zach Eugen is one another haircut. Sandy's Beauty Hut, with every beautiful play of each half, gives a gift certificate for a free haircut, and that's the third one this year by Zach Eugen. And now for your Eagles Club impact player of the first half, guys, this was a pretty unanimous Big C.
Yeah, Zach Eugen. By far, just dominating that field.
You started off the game there with that safety. It was in on that tackle there, and then also had a touchdown pass and a number of receptions there on that touchdown drive that he had. Just did a great job all over the place there, and you can't
deep both servers. Ryan Luke standing inside the Albie 5-yard line. Another Conley spray foam insulation kickoff as we open up this second half. Albie trailing by 5 here. Zach Eugen, your impact player of the first half, courtesy of the Eagles Club. Here comes the kickoff. It's a high end-over-end kick. Going to be fielded at about the 10-yard line by Ryan Sarver. Trying to get to the right side. Gets a block. Jumps across the 25. Out of bounds at about the 30-yard line. Nice return over here on the near sideline. And Albia's offense comes on the field first. And that's this is a big drive right here, Dan.
It is, and they've got the wind at their back here. They're starting in the south, going south to the north, and so they got the wind at their back if they decide to throw it. Certainly the running game hopefully will work to continue to impress on that offensive line getting better. Need to get a score to start the second half here again, trailing by just 5 points, so a touchdown would be huge right now.
We want to hear from you where you're listening tonight on the Southern Iowa Technology text line, 641-799-1437. Here's a quick pass. Eugen on a little down and out, has a 5-yard pickup. I like that play, Jimmy. I love how we come out right away.
I love it. Keep it coming. Keep bringing it. You know what? Keep bringing that and then drive it up the middle with the run, man.
And he'll give it a little up or out and up. You know, he'll sell that little out and send him upfield. Lesson runs over the sideline, gets the play from the sideline. And, you know, I asked everyone to send me a text of a picture of their bonfire, and I think I found the world's worst bonfire. This looks like a Folgers cup.
It is.
Or a coffee can, courtesy of PC. And one piece of paper. Not bad, PC.
Oh, fumble on the snap, but a flag goes up too, Jason. There's a little, I don't know if there's going to be a procedure penalty on the Blue Demons. Miscommunication there with the center to quarterback exchange. A little ball floating around. Brett Leshen appears to come up with it. Officials trying to sort out the infraction. Again, was after that first down play, the little flat pass pattern to Zach Eugen brought up second and 5. Going to be once again a false start here for the Blue Demons. Will be a 5-yard penalty. Will bring up second and 10 there. Do want to remind people real quick, Jason, if I could. Touchdown Tuesdays this week at Wash and Go, both the Albion and La Villa locations. Again, the code, if you haven't got it written down, 9655. 9655 on Tuesday. Automatic car washes at the Albion La Villa locations. Right now, you get $1 off. We have 2 touchdowns, so we get a couple more here. We'll get a chance to get maybe some more money off those car washes.
Second down and 10 for the Blue Demons. Leshen being pursued. He's under pressure. Gets by one man. Still on his feet. Somehow gets by 2 or 3 defenders before he's brought down. Then one of those big linemen just decided to lay down on him.
Nice job of escaping that pressure. There was immediate pressure coming in the backfield before he could do anything, but he was able to escape that, at least the first 2 rushers coming at him. But the 3rd and 4th one, he couldn't get by, and just too much pressure coming into the backfield there. Blue Demons didn't do a good enough job of keeping the Blue Jays out of the backfield.
Listening on the mobile app. Says, go Big Blue. Coach listening in, keeping up on the game, and show me a picture of his worker, Eric Jordan, watching. Here's a screen. Leshen, that was a pass.
Yeah,
incomplete.
No, incomplete. I was going to say the official was slow to call it, but it was an incomplete pass. Setting up a screenplay, and I thought that was about ready to work well, but it didn't go, and Brett Leshen a little slow to get up after that play. We'll bring up 3rd and about 15. Now 16, I guess, the official mark.
Well, Tim, down there, you know, they changed it up. They really didn't change it up, but they were bringing a lot of those inside backer blitzes, the Blue Jays, and it's 3 straight plays they brought that backer on the inside.
Yeah, that was something else. We just couldn't pick that up.
4th down now and 15. Leshen will punt. Standing at the 10-yard line, gets a nice big boot into it, bounces, and it'll be fielded at the 35 by the Blue Jays, and a big open field tackle there by the Blue Demons.
That's right, Zach, attack! That's right,
Luke Sarver made him stutter step, and then there's Zach Eugen right there, and then Ryan Sarver just put a big old hit on him to finish it off.
Ryan Sarver with a ton of brick hits, courtesy of Bluff Creek Archery. Don't forget Touchdown Tuesday. As we continue to try to, we got to put some points up on the board. We need our touchdown guys.
Bonneran starts with a possession on their own 36, but certainly excellent field possession for them on that first down, stopping the Blue Demons from getting much executed off there.
Blue Jays with the football. 10:26 to go here in the third quarter. Albie trailing by five. Here's the fake handoff. The quarterback's going to keep it, and this time he's brought down after about a yard pickup. It's going to bring up second down and eight. Here comes a text in, Southern Iowa Technology text line. We have a picture coming in of a Gilbert's fire. Gilbert family, oh, that's a beautiful fire. A little color in that one. I like that. A little high-resolution action right there on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. We want to hear from you, 641-799-1437. Blue Jays with the football and a five-point lead here, 9:56 to go, third quarter. Here comes the quarterback. He hands it off. Running Eric, had a fake handoff there. Wow. Boy, I'll tell you what, he sold that big time, Jimmy.
Oh, well, he sold it on me, too. My goodness.
Just buries that right in the belly of the back, and then it does make it very hard to pick up. And that's where, again, the defense for the Blue Demons has to just focus on their assignment. You know, whether it's inside backer's got the quarterback and somebody's got the man going to motion, you just got to stay with that man. And if he's got to tackle him, if he doesn't, you know, still put a hit on him.
Third down and about four here. Bondurant Ferrar will send out two receivers out here on the near side. Quarterback in the shotgun as he's been all night long in that pistol formation. Rolls back, quick pass to the flat, and that's going to go for a first down all the way into the Albia territory to about the 47-yard line. Dan, the defense is doing is sagging off on those corners, and the Bondurant, the Blue Jays, they recognize that. And
down third and two, all they need is two, and they're happy to take 7 yards on that. Was as much gap as sag as the corners are given there. Makes it too easy to get that first down right at the 50-yard line.
The Blue Jays right at the midfield strip. You're going to say he stepped out of bounds right at the 50-yard line. 9:05 to go here, third quarter. 21-16. Albie trailing. Quarterback rolls back. Pump fake. He's going down the sideline. He's now being pursued. And he's going to be run out of bounds. Loss of about a yard on a play. Good job that time by covering up there by the Blue Demons. Lawless forces him out of bounds. It's a good job of not biting on that out, Dan.
Yeah, and Dalton Focus on the far side did a nice job sealing off the end there. Almost had the sack in the backfield, and he was able to elude that. But then Blake Lawless was able to finish him off out of bounds for a loss of 3 yards.
Big C, this defense has got to make a big stop on this possession.
That's for sure. I mean, Bondurant's just driving it on us right now. We need to get a big stop, get momentum on our defensive side of the ball as well.
Quarterback rolls back, throws a quick pass. And they're the intercepted. Pulled the other way. Running with it is Hunter Weldon inside the 40-yard line of Albia. Gets an INT, and that turnover is brought to you by River Life Family Worship Center. When you're looking for a turnover in your life, join them at the River. River Life Family Worship Center every Sunday morning, 9:30. And how about that sophomore play right there, Hunter Weldon with the INT?
Well, you know, we were just talking about how they've been playing soft on him, but they obviously saw something there. That pass came a little high, deflected off, and Hunter Weldon was in the perfect spot. Got his mitts on that thing and ran it upfield and did a great job on the return to get the Blue Demons a great start to this possession on the Bondurant 42-yard line.
How about that, Big T? That's how you get things turned back your way.
Obviously, you do too.
Well, I've had a few moments at it. Lesher's going to keep it on the other side and tucks it up, goes up sealed inside the 30, 25, 20, and that's another first down for the Blue Demons. All the way to the 20-yard line, and I'll tell you what, see, I love the way he sold that, and then Brett Leshen showed off his toughness as he tucked it in and went straight ahead.
Yeah, did a nice little pump fake there. Was able to get that little pump fake to get there and got it to the 21-yard line there, so nice job there to get the first down.
First and 10 for the Blue Demons just outside the red zone here. Ball at the 21-yard line. Leshen. 7:50 to go in this third quarter. Albie trailing by five, trying to regain the lead. Power I formation. Here's a handoff. Sarver straight ahead inside the 20 down to about the 16-yard line. And Albia on the march here with 7:38 to go in the third quarter.
And that's right. Blue Demons will now get that ball just inside that red zone. This red zone play is brought to you by GP Insurance, your local Blue Cross Blue Shield provider. Give Eric Powers a call and let him help answer all your health insurance questions.
Shout out to the class of 1994. Back for 20-year homecoming. None of you look like you've aged 20 years. Of course, I haven't seen any of you either. Class of 94 in the house. Leshen rolls back, has time in the flat. Open. It's open. You are Osing at the five. Take it out. Touchdown. Griffin Osing on the touchdown. Touchdown, Albia. A Senate Pierce Bacher funeral home touchdown. There goes the cannon. There goes the siren. And there goes the Blue Jay lead. And Albia has regained the lead on the scoreboard, 22-21. And here, gentlemen, is where you go for two.
You know, I think you do. The one point's not going to help anything. It gets you a two-point lead. Three would make at least a field goal to the tie if that ever would come down to it. I really think this is the time to run that. But nice, well-executed play, well-designed play, Griffin Osteen coming out of that fullback position, wide open in the flat. We've seen Zach Hugan do that a time or two. But here's a great opportunity. And they're not even going to attempt to fake the field goal and any trickeration.
Call timeout because they don't have enough bodies on the field.
And I think that's good. You got to go for it, but get it set. Do it right.
Albia's going to call a timeout, so we're going to keep it right here as we talk things over here. Guys, I'll tell you what, though, Jimmy, that running or that touchdown pass was set up because Albia was relentless with the run on that drive.
Live in action, 3D, brother. I seen it all. Oh, man. Awesome.
22-21, and Dan, this is giving lots of fans lots of reasons. Not that they didn't have it enough, but the type of game we're seeing tonight, the number of people out here, you can't let the party stop here.
Oh, no, we want to keep this thing rolling all night long. We were happy to bring you all night from 6 o'clock till midnight to the best of coverage of Southern Iowa football, in Iowa. And after this, we go to White Buffalo, you know, and you're going to be out there for
Buffet coaches, Buffalo.
Post-game coaches show, and got a little buffet going on to get there, $5 pizza buffet again. And it'll be a great time, a great way, hopefully, to celebrate this Blue Demon victory that we're going to bring to you here in just a few quarters away.
Well, Todd Folker's text in just as Albia scored that touchdown. I got the text coming in. He said, let's take that INT and turn it into points. Well, Todd, you got your wish, and Blue Demons have got the lead here. Patty Chance texting in. Oh, yeah, go Big Blue. So proud. And we want to hear from you on the Southern Iowa Technology text line, 641-799-1437. Here comes the Blue Demons trying to go for two. Leshen to the corner of the end zone. Pump fake. Eugen was there for a moment. Throws it across his body, and it's loose and incomplete. And Albia is going to fail on the extra point attempt. But Albia does regain the lead, 22-21. Your score, 7:06 to go here in this third quarter. Let's run back to the Friday Night Live studio. Jay Mill high above the Albia Square with all the people running all over that building up there for the scoring update. Like your ants working up there tonight.
That's right. All right, Jason, let's get you caught up on all the scores. This game brought to you by Belzer Equipment, also Benton Place Apartments and Bluff Creek Archery. The Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights Big Board has Albia now in the lead, 22-21. It's a one-point lead, very eerily similar to last week's victory over Davis County. Sheraton leads Winterset in the third quarter, 23-7. It's Wilton on top of Eddyville-Blakesburg, 44-0. Wayne now in a final over Moravia, 55-0. Sigourney and Keota in the fourth quarter leading Pella Christian, 33-14. In another score of local interest, Pekin leads in the fourth quarter over North Mahaska, 46-16. Davis County all over Clark in the third quarter, 28-7. Montezuma leads English Valleys, 56-0. It's Melchert Alice on top of Tri-County, 38-6. Twin Cedars is down big to HLV Victor, 52-14. Centerville at the halftime break led Mount Pleasant 20-16. It was Ottumwa on top of Marshalltown 14-3 at last report. Oskaloosa outlasting Norwalk in the third quarter here 27-17. Dallas Center Grimes at halftime leads Knoxville 21-0. PCM of Monroe in the third quarter leads I-35 of Truro 28-6. And West Des Moines Valley on top of Indianola at this hour 38-7. That's in the fourth quarter. We've got a Conley spray foam insulation kickoff coming. Let's go live to the field.
Conley spray foam insulation as the Blue Demons have regained the lead here, 22-21. Your score. Bossert approaches the ball, kicks it. Sideways kick and bounces kick by the defender. He touched it at the 10-yard line, rolls towards the goal line, and that is going to be a touchback. And the Blue Demons, special teams, boy, they were lit up, and they were all jacked up on the do that time, Big C.
Woo, man, he fumbled that ball. That thing didn't go in the end zone right there. That could have been big on our side of the ball there. That was close. So close.
Well, Dan, I got a text coming in on the Southern Ops. Rolls back, throws it across the middle. Oh! And Brett Leshen, where to make the tackle. But I'll tell you what, Dan, he set back a little soft that time. That would have been a pick six just a half a step earlier.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was just easy. The quarterback had his eyes on him the whole time. And it's just, again, that's we got them playing a little softer than I think they're capable of. When you got the speed that they've got, there's no reason to have them playing that soft. Because that's an easy pick if he just go after and get it. But he's got to be coached up to get him, let him know to get up there a little tighter.
Third down and one here. Albia with a 22-21 lead. 5:40 to go here in the third quarter. The Blue Jays with the football, third down and one from their own 29. Here's a fake handoff. The quarterback's going to run with it. He's got the first down. And again, we ran right by the quarterback there.
They just got to, you know, up front, they've got to just hit the first man they see there and go get him and hope he's got the ball. You know, and Blake Lawless did a good job coming in secondary or second line of defense coming in there and got a hold of him. But good, strong running out of the quarterback, not able to pull him down before he got the first down.
Beautiful girls listening in tonight. Go Big Blue from Katrina, and Taylor, and Brianna listening in from home. Hi, girls. I saw them earlier tonight. Sample family joined the homecoming festivities. 5:13 to go. Albie trails are out in front by one here. Quarterback on a quarterback handoff. Running with the football, and there was a block in the back. No call. Gain of about five over there on the far left side. Boy, Jimmy, the Albie did a good job of stretching that out.
Well, I hate to say there's a block in the back, but there was. You know, that's probably why we had an injury.
We're going to say we've got the man down. I can't tell who was over there if that was.
Lash looks like to me.
Maybe he's cramping a little bit. I think Bryce is one tough character. Now, you guys, you got the Jasonisms. You guys give me lots of static about the words I use, but I even got now the fans texting in. Uh-huh. Go Big Blue is actually a locomotive horn, not a whistle.
See?
Yeah.
Yeah. The worst part about being the type of broadcaster I am, we have too smart of a fan base. It's not that I'm slow or not capable of using the proper English language.
Yes, you are.
It's that our fans are so darn smart.
I just think you're not capable of using the English language.
Thanks a lot, Stalker.
I don't think it's lack of effort. It's just not capable.
The Shoals and Stofas say, go Big Blue. You can't prevail. Focus, focus, focus. All right.
Bryce Leshen was the man with a little, I think he just had Charlie horse or cramp there. He did get blocked in the back as well, but he's able to run off on his own accord, so that's great to see. Bryce will be back in there. He's a tough, tough kid. He'll be right back in there as soon as they can get him back in the next play.
We want to hear from you tonight. Let us hear you. Let us see you on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Send me a text to 641-799-1437. And we'll get you involved as we roll along here, as we'll move here to the locker room report at the White Buffalo. $5 buffet tonight. And we'll get your Eagles impact player of the ball game. Zach Ewing was the halftime impact player. Here's the handoff, running with the football. And running across the 40, out to the first down. Looked like they had him stopped initially at the last scrimmage. That back's strong and Dan able to move laterally.
Yeah, Griffin Osing did a good job. He came on the outside in the backer position now. He started as D tackle. He's in the linebacker position a lot here this second and third quarter now. Forced the play inside, and then he went after in pursuit, but not able to pull him down very close to that first down.
Jimmy, you know, again, I just say over and over again, we're right there. Sometimes our momentum is going really fast the other direction.
Well, we're so darn strong, Jason, and we're so darn quick that sometimes we get ourselves in so fast that sometimes we put ourselves out of the play. But I think what Dan said earlier, too, Jason, just hit somebody. Listen, you don't know for sure because it's hard to see that ball. Just hit somebody.
There's the change. Where's the big T at?
Down there.
First down.
Boy, it's a good thing you waited for that official. You way to go out on there and limb,
Tim. That limb's not even growing yet.
Ish.
Official signal first down, and T is on it.
Kevin McCarty in West Altoona says, go Big Blue. Glad to have all of you joining us tonight. Andy Robson says, go Big Blue. Keep fighting. Keep being tough. Blue Jays with the ball at the 43-yard line. They quarterback fakes it, throws across the middle of the field. It's complete. And running inside the 45 and being brought down all the way inside the Albia 40 to the 39. And again, they're in that soft zone defense, Albie's playing Big T. That little post pattern works.
Well, you know, like Dan was saying, you know, we've got enough speed on this defense. I'd say you play bump and run. I mean, we can cover outside with the best of them.
You know, that's a great point, T. Too. It's a timing offense, and they expect the receivers to spurt a certain spot at a certain time, and a little bump and run would work really well.
First and 10 for the Blue Jays into Albia territory. Here's the handoff running forward and going inside the 45, still fighting forward all the way down to the 31-yard line. a pickup of 8 yards.
Hard yards there, though, too. He really had to earn those. The Blue Demons are hitting him left and right, and that's got to wear him down in time, as time goes on. In fact, the tailback, Peterson, you know, getting moving a little slow coming out of there. You know, hopefully that wears him down here. We're 3 minutes, 30 seconds in the third quarter. Again, the Blue Demons do have that lead ever so slight at 22-21. Stop here would be great.
I want to give a big-time shout-out to one of my favorite people in all the world, my old coach. Coach Tom Murphy, give me a text here. We're behind you all the way. From him and his wife, Charlie. Here's the handoff running for the first down. The Blue Jays, Jimmy, have really got that line moving.
What happens, big, when momentum goes somebody's direction, they continue with that, and we just got to put a stop here. We got to get it back into our direction, and you know, I think we're just, you know, you start overthinking things, too, sometimes. Defense is a game of just get my stinking ball back.
Yep.
3:03 to go here in the third quarter. Albia has trailed by as many as 15. Regained the lead here, 22-21, 2:53 to go here in the third quarter. But the Blue Jays are on the march into Albia's red zone. Here's a pass over to the left side, complete inside the 15. Before he's brought out of bounds, a 5-6 yard pickup there on first down. And somebody got tangled up, looked like, in the chains there.
Is that Griffin Osing over there? Oh, and two other, another.
Somebody's down on that far sideline over there. One of the Albia's players went into, again, the folks, the number of fans here tonight, it is incredible, as it's a complete wall of fans all the way around the field. As we look across the way, there were some fans sitting over there in the blanket, it looked like, and maybe one of our players got tangled up over in there, and they're working on him right now.
Scored.
Let's while they work on the player on the sidelines, let's go back to the Friday Night Lights studio. Jay Mill, the scores are coming in fast and furious. Let's get a scoring update back at that Friday Night Lights studio.
All right, I'm going to leave you guys on live so we don't miss any action. This broadcast brought to you by Dewey Motor, by Community First Credit Union, and Edward Jones, by Dr. Matt Sarver, and your Albia Hy-Vee. Hey, they've got us on live downstairs at the Albia Brewing Company as well. We want to say hello to all the fans down there. It's Sheraton leading Winterset 23-7. Wilton in a final now over Eddyville-Blakesburg 44-0. Wayne blanks Moravia in a final 55-0. A new score coming in here. Sigourney Kyoto leads Pella Christian in the fourth 40-21. Pekin in a final now over North Mahaska 53-16. I'm going to keep going. You guys tell me when you're back in action. 21 points now for Ottumwa. They lead Marshalltown 21-3. We'll hope to talk to Coach Zach Fonts coming up here in the Summers Insurance Locker Room Show. A couple other scores, and leaving you guys on live to interrupt me at any time. Oskaloosa now only leads by 3 over Norwalk. This game has gotten close and gotten close fast. In the third quarter, Oski leads at homecoming by 3, 27-24. Back to you guys.
Well, it looked like Hunter Willamette just got cramped up, guys. Good size. He sprints off the field. Now the coaches, they're going to be cramping up after making that run, big run across the field.
Not a big hurry getting back, but Hunter Weldon, great to see him basically sprinting across there. And just, yeah, I think he just was cramping up there. It's what we're seeing there. Just not enough hydration during the course of the day, I'd guess. And he's going to be fine. You can just see it right now from here.
Boy, he's an elite
athlete.
T's
right beside him. I think he's getting a little rud down there.
T, I tell you what, buddy, this is a moment this defense really needs to pull together.
Yeah, we really need to buckle down here, keep him out of the end zone.
Second down and 5 for the Blue Jays. Ball sits right at the 15-yard line of Albia. Blue Jays knocking on the door here. Albia holding on to a one-point lead here, 22-21. We knew it was going to be a barn burner, Dan, and we're getting a kind of slugfest we kind of anticipated.
Oh, definitely. You know, you got two teams who right now that it's about midway through that season, and both teams are wanting to get that championship. We heard Griffin Osing talk about that openly, about, you know, wanting to get that district championship, and this is the way you do it. You got to win these big games, and these two teams are the ones that are in the driver's seat for their district crown, and whoever comes out of here tonight is going to be the one that's really comfortable for the next several weeks. They got big games coming, but this is a big one right here tonight.
Second down 5 once again after the officials talk things over. The quarterback stays in the pistol formation. Fake handoff. The quarterback rolling to his right side, being pursued, throws across his body. It's complete to the 10-yard line. 5-yard fumble, and goes out of bounds. That was a huge hit.
Dude, that's
Brett Leshen. That's a hit.
Wow.
Brett Leshen on a big hit there on the 5-yard line. The ball kicked loose, but it did roll right out of bounds. And so they have excellent field position. They're about the 2-yard line, I should say. Check that. So a great position for the Bonnerant Blue Jays.
Well, the quarterback doing such a good job. You talk about Brett Leshen selling the fake. This quarterback, Big C, has sold that handoff all night long, and that bootleg pass worked really well.
Oh, yes, when you sell that play fake, anything opens up to throw or run off of that. So he's doing an excellent job.
They broke the huddle with 12 guys, and no flag there. First down, goal to go for the Blue Jays. Here's a handoff on the left side, and that's going to go for a Blue Jay touchdown. So the Blue Jays regained the lead here, 2:33 to go here in the third quarter, 27-22, with the extra point to come. That's regather time, and Abby will get the ball after the Conley spray foam insulation kickoff. And, Dan, it will be a true test here on this next drive.
Oh, it is. You know, the Blue Jays has got to step up and really represent and get smack them right back here and get a first off, get a nice return here, execute the kick return, get their hands on it, get a return up, get some decent yards, and see if we can't get a score and match it back and get that lead.
Going to go for two here are the Blue Jays. Quarterback. Two receivers out on the far side, rolls to the left side, being pursued from behind. He's going to tuck it under, throws it across his body and to the back of the end zone, and we'll wait for the indication. They call it a catch, and the extra point conversion is good. The Blue Jays make the two-point play work. They take a seven-point lead here, 29-22. Albie trails by 7, 2:33 to go here in the third quarter. Let's run back to the Friday Night Lights studio and get a scoring update. Let's take a quick timeout. We'll come right back with your Conley spray foam insulation kickoff. Albia trails by 7, 29-22, your score.
Touchdown at Summers Car Credit! Yeah! We're scoring touchdowns at Summers Car Credit! Come get you a touchdown at Summers Car Credit in Oskaloosa! We're offering great deals on wheels with low in-house financing, terms to fit your budget, low interest. I'm telling you, folks, we're scoring it big here at Summers Car Credit! So come get you some! That's right, get you some at Summers Car Credit! 911 Avenue West in Oskaloosa!
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic, and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal, we're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
You know, football is a game of inches, and you ought to see the inches on my tan slacks. Boom! Let's get back to Friday Night Lights with Jason, Dan, Jimmy, Big T, and Little C.
I'd like to see your guy. You guys, I'll tell you what, after eating that pizza, Dan, you're going to have some stretchers. Man, you guys gnawed that thing down.
Light snack. See the Madden taught me well.
Wow. Here comes the Conley spray foam insulation kickoff. This one deep. Sarver standing at about the 1 yard line. Ryan brings it out. Get to this corner, loud they call, but nope, there is the Blue Jay kick coverage. And that's good special teams play by them. And the Albie's going to get the football back here, trailing by 7, 2:29 to go here in this third quarter. And, Jimmy, this is a big-time drive right here for the Blue Demons.
Hey, you got to get focused, man. We've got 2:29 left in this quarter. Got to get focused and just go out and do it.
You know, this is just a point of time here. Again, we got that win at our back. It's not a vicious win, but it's certainly a helpful win. They want to throw the ball. Good opportunity here to get some good pass plays, but they got to get the score before this possession's done.
Here's a counter handoff running with a Sarver. Gets a gain of about 5, maybe 6. A great lunge forward that time. Ryan Sarver on a little counter play going back over the right side. Runs the ball out to the 25-yard line. A gain of about 6 yards on first down.
Well, job of protecting that ball as he came through that line. He was getting hit left and right and put both hands on that ball and really had a good cover on it and then kept fighting for those extra yards. Brings up a second and about 4 yards.
I love our listening audience. They just never cease to entertain us. I'm going to talk about this bonfire here in a second. Here comes Leshen rolling back, has time. He's going to have to pick it up and run to the left side. Brett. Pump fakes, gets by the defender, across the 30, 35, gets a block, a huge block! Holy cow! Mr. Blue Jay meet Luke Sarver, and what a block right there, Jimmy. That was T-U-double-F tough.
Oh, that's more than that. T-U-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-tough.
Austin Gallagher for the Blue Jays had his eyes lighten up. He was ready to go get Brett Leshen, he thought, and Luke Sarver said, no, not tonight, son. And lit him up. That's 195-pound man that Luke Sarver just blew up.
The only thing you can light up better than that is a chair, an old chair like this.
What to do with the old furniture? Let's just burn it.
Oh, that's bonfire. A bonfire. Oh, my. Here's a handoff running with it. Osing. Osing. Oh! Fight forward, running over people. Another ton of brick hits all the way out, and it keeps moving forward. And Griffin Osing on the G-O. Griffin Osing moves those Blue Jays downfield, a 9-yard pickup, and I'll tell you what, he was hit the line of scrimmage, gentlemen, and he just kept churning those legs forward.
You know, and we've seen that so often from him where he comes out and he works so hard. He works really tough coming through there and really turns his legs and has both hands on the ball and fights for those extra yards.
Well, I'll tell you, T, I love the way Griffin Osing runs with the football. He runs with kind of like an attitude.
Oh, anger. I mean, that dude's just mad at those other guys. He's like, you ain't going to take me down. You know? I mean, I love that guy. I mean, I love him.
And unfortunately, as we talk about it, Griffin's down there. He's cramping up a little bit. We're getting just a little bit of cramping going on here. It's a nice night. It was a little hot today, but with all the excitement and everything, it's hard to stay fully hydrated like they want to. And you know, these guys are very cognizant of it, and he's tough. He'll be back in. There's no problem.
He'll
he runs off. Yeah. It's just a cramp, but, boy, that's a tough, hard run.
That was a warm kickoff. 73 degrees right now.
Yeah.
1:33 to go here in the third quarter. Albion with a 7-point deficit here.
Christian Palace checking in at fullback. Sorry, Jason.
That's all right. We're going to get his name called. He's a tough kid. Albion with the ball just short of the 50-yard line. Fake handoff. Lesher rolls back. Gets a block. Throws it downfield. Has to Eugen. It's a 20, 15, 10, 5. Taking it to the house.
Wow.
Brett Leshen dropped the bomb.
Awesome.
Brett the Jet Leshen a bomb to Zach Eugen. Touchdown, Albion. Yeah. Zach on the attack. And Jimmy, that's what you call big-time play out of big-time football players.
You know, and that's what you like to see there. He rolled back. He got plenty of protection, was Brett Leshen did, was able to get his feet set. I'm going to give a shout-out to Christian Palace, who came in, at a moment's notice with Griffin Osen cramping up. Christian Palace comes in. He sets up a block on the defensive end out here. He and the rest of the line did a phenomenal job giving Brett that time. And what a strike that was to Zach Eugen in full stride, well behind the defender. He couldn't even keep up at all. Brett has that strong arm and got it right to where Zach got it beautifully.
He threw it before the separation, which is what you have to do, and that is trust in a big-time play by two big-time players.
Yep.
And there's the extra point. We're tied up here, 29-29, a title fight.
Yeah.
A battle of two teams going to fight for the championship in this district, and we've got a good one here. 1:13 to go. We'll be right back. 29-29 your score. Let's run back to the Friday Night Light studio and get a scoring update. Jay Mill, take it away.
All right, guys, this broadcast also being brought to you by Mick Furniture, by Lathrop Construction, the Monroe County Hospital, and Quality Ag. Here's a Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights big board. Not very many changes here of late, but Pella still leads Carlisle 44-7. Oh, that just went final. They just put the final up there on the big board. Thank you, gentlemen and ladies. And Oskaloosa leads now 34-24. Remember, that game was just a three-point game just a few minutes ago. It's now 34-24 Oskaloosa leads there. They've just put a score up for Davis County on the Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights big board. Davis County leads 35-7 now in the fourth quarter. Sheraton still leads in the fourth quarter, 23-7, looking for win number two on the season. And we'll get you all caught up from all the games and all the scores coming up in the Summers Insurance Locker Room Show live from the White Buffalo. Make sure you head on out to the White Buffalo and join the crew out there. Let's go back live now to the field.
Jimmy, how about that? Zach on the attack, and Brett the Jet Leshen dropping a big old bomb on him.
Every time, big.
And just like that, to pick up Mark Eugen in that north end zone, get out the paddles as Brett Leshen and Zach Eugen have now put some more life in this Blue Demon offense.
You know, they're just so well executed. They had two defenders with Zach on that route. They can't keep up with him. It's just so well ran, and Brett is able to just to lead him out there. He can throw it as far out there as he wants to. Brett to Zach will work every time as long as he's getting time. And the line, again, has given just a tremendous amount of time for Brett to set up and throw that to make the perfect throw.
Here is another big special teams play right here, Bossert. We'll do the kicking. Here's the snap. The kick is up, high enough, long enough, and this one is good enough. And that is the fifth touchdown of the night, Dan. And what does that mean for Blue Demon Nation after the Senate Piercebacher Funeral Home touchdown?
That's $2 off on Touchdown Tuesdays at Albion's Wash and Goes, both the Albion La Villa locations, automatic car wash on Tuesday. If you enter the code 9655, you'll get $2 off on any automatic car wash on next Tuesday. So we're getting them right up there. We get two more, and we're up there to the $3 mark. So we're rolling right along here.
Well, Christian, I'll tell you what. I've seen you play the PlayStation. I don't see you making moves on a PlayStation like that. That's some big-time stuff.
That is some great stuff right there. Nice agility to get by those defenders right there after making the catch by Zach Hugan. Just getting past those defenders, making a perfect catch, and the perfect throw by Brett Lushen just on the line. You can't get much better than that.
T-Buddy, we gave you the mic back this week. I'll tell you what, that is a lot of fun.
Man, it's just Brett just puts it right where it has to be, and Zach goes gets it. I mean, it's amazing. It's just rewind play. It's awesome.
You know, Jimmy, it's just one of those things. The other team, I don't think you can prepare for the speed of Zach Hugan coming at you in 3D.
You can sure try, brother, but you ain't stopping that. I'm telling you. All the time.
He's so hot, the mic wants to back off.
Tim's taking my batteries, I think.
I don't think we ever put batteries in it. That's just naturally charged, Jimmy.
Sweetness, babe.
All the texts are coming in, boys. Got lots of texts coming in. We want to hear from all of you on this big football Friday night, homecoming 2013. The class is from 2004 are back in town, and they're getting a dandy here. Here's Bossert. High kick, short kick. Fielded at the 22-yard line by the Blue Jays. They'll take it over that right side, trying to get to the corner, cut it back up, and right there in kick coverage is the Blue Demons this time to gobble it up at the 30-yard line.
You know, you got Johnny Flattery just brought us the stats through three quarters here. And, you know, just real impressive for the Blue Demons. Got 208 yards passing, you know, so great job. And really balanced, 184 yards rushing. So that's what you like, really good balance. And obviously those passing yards are coming on big strikes to Zach Hugan. You know, that's just a great combination. Six connections there for 191 yards for Zach Hugan. So what a night he's having on senior night, homecoming night for him and Brett Lushen.
Defense back on the field here. Tied up at 36 here. 11:44 to go in the contest. Here comes the fake handoff, running with it as the quarterback once again has a big hole over that right side. And I'll tell you, he just sells that so well, Jimmy, and we have not picked it up yet.
Not only that, Jason, the kid's tough. Number 8 is tough. I'm telling you, tough, tough kid.
Very much so. Like, you just like say, you just can't stand off how hard he does run when he gets through there. The line does a good job of giving him that hole, and he's able to take advantage of it.
Second down and 3 here. We're going to do a long distance text here in just a second. Second down and 3 for the Blue Jays at their own 37. Here's the handoff this time. Met in the backfield and being wrapped up. Bossert and Folkerts on the stop for the Blue Demons. No gain on the play. Third down now and 3. Hey, Alex, Grandpa Kenny, and Grandma Elsa sending a shout-out from Mesa, Arizona. Jason will be in Albion next week. Hope to see you, and we hope to see you guys, and we hope to see your grandson on the football field and get him back. Boy, he is a big-time addition.
Yes, he is.
He'll be back in, Alex. The Sergeant Schultz will be in action next week. Here comes the Blue Demon fans. Listen to him get into this one. Third down, 3 here for the Blue Jays. Here's the handoff running over the right side and running for the first down. Looked like Albion might have that stopped in the backfield, but the Blue Jays will move the chains, and we'll move back to the Friday Night Lights studio. Jay Mill at the board. Give us a scoring update.
All right, Jason. This broadcast also brought to you by Summer's Insurance and Summer's Car Credit, as well as Titan Machinery and The Cutting Edge. Some scores coming in here. Oskaloosa now leads Norwalk 41-31. That's a shootout. Centerville, it's pancake day tomorrow. They're pancaking Mount Pleasant right now, 27-16. Ottumwa up on Marshalltown 28-10. Melcher Dallas leads Natsos a final. Melcher Dallas has beaten Tri-County 44-20. Another final, Valley has beaten Indianola 38-14. Back to you.
Nice.
A quarterback fakes the handoff this time, and this time he'll be stopped after a gain of only 3 yards.
Nice open field tackle by Brett Lushen to come off, covering the receiver on the far side there. And then as soon as he saw the run, he just came firing up there. I know he picked up 3 yards, but did a great job of tackling.
Ryan Sarver will check in. Boy, lots of faces coming in.
Half yard.
I just love the way those Sarver boys play football, Christian. They are just tough.
That's right, tough. Tough, tough, tough. Going after the ball. They don't care who has the ball. They're going after it, and they're hitting hard.
Here comes the Blue Demon fans. Third down long here. The quarterback
pass.
Rolls back,
yes.
And he's being pursued.
Pressure.
Yes. Nearly to sack. Throws up on the
pick.
And nearly an interception.
So cool.
Hunter Weldon did a great job reading that, trying to react to it, but that throw was way out of bounds. And I thought maybe it would drop down, and it wasn't going to drop in bounds, but great third down play
forces the Blue Jays to punt here at midfield, ball at about the 46-yard line of the Bondurant Blue Jays field. So it's a great defensive stop there. You talk about the subs coming in and out, getting some fresh legs in there. Really great call and great decisioning by the Blue Demons.
Got to watch for the fake here, gentlemen. Absolutely got to watch for the fake here. The ball right at the 46-yard line. It's fourth down, and let's call it four. The Blue Jays look like they're in the punt formation. Now being coached up from the sidelines. Here comes a snap back to the punter, and it's a wobbly end-over-end kick. Takes a bounce at the 20, picked up, and trying to get back is,
man,
shoestring. Blake Bear did a good job trying to get that defender who's coming to make the tackle on Brett Leshen, but he was able to get his hand out there and just literally grabbed him by the shoestrings and was able to pull him down. Very strong defender, but still, great stop. The Blue Demons have the ball. That's the key right now.
Go Big Blue from the garage of Tiny Little. Oh, don't get the rest of it. The co-garage checking in. Aaron and Lindsey Williams checking in. They say, way to go, Blue. They're checking in from Oskaloosa tonight. And let's not forget the Maddies sitting on their deck to dry and windy for fire. Too dry and windy for fire, yet Mark Hugan needs a paddle.
So. Flag, we're going to get a false start on the Blue Demons. I don't know if we weren't set. It was a quick set off or a play there, running that counter with the slot back coming around. We'll bring up a 5-yard penalty, bring up first and 15 for the Blue Demons.
Stay strong, Blue. Logan Knowles checking in, and Patty Chance says, Jason and Big T are the boss.
Are
you?
Yeah.
T, we represent.
I like that. That's awesome.
I don't see anything styled in, or
that's okay.
We'll see.
I don't mind.
I didn't get it. I don't know. I don't see anything here. Nice job, Pekin Panthers. Here's a handoff. No, fake pant. Fake.
Wide open.
Wide open. Luke Sarver across the 20, 25, on his feet, up all the way to the 27-yard line. Great play call there for the Blue Demons.
Great, Devin. Fake there. You're going to left, coming back to the right. You know, throwing a guy against the grain there. Luke Sarver did a great job. And then once he got it, you know, he could easily just let his body carry him out of bounds. But instead, he stayed in bounds and picked up about another 5 yards. Great first and 15 down play right there.
8:32 to go here. 36-36. We need a big impact play right here. Of course, we're going to get your impact player of the game, courtesy of the Eagles Club. Zach Ugin making a call for that one. Here comes a handoff. Ryan Sarver all the way out to the 39-yard line. Got hit at the 35 and just leaped forward for about another 5 yards.
Close
to the
ball. That's a bad spot.
Wow.
Wow. Ryan goes well past the 40 in the air, and for some reason they call it only a 9-yard pickup. Nevertheless, it'll be second and one, regardless of what I think happened.
Here comes
Griffin Osing on the far side.
Tries to tuck it under and falls forward. Good job there. Close to the first down. I know, T, that was a pretty poor spot, buddy. T, you got it side step, buddy.
I like that spot. That's the first down.
T and C. C going below the players on the sideline.
That's my job,
buddy. T looking over.
Fight.
Oh, you guys are something else. Listening from Los Angeles. Go Big Blue. Love Mary Pat and Wilson on the plane on their way back home. Well, you guys stay safe. Wilson and Mary Pat.
First down. Good call, T. Good call.
Yep.
You know what I like too is going back and we're running the ball, keeping that clock going, and then also on that pass play, Luke Sarver not only got that first down, but he also kept in bounds and kept that clock going as well.
36-36, we got a barn burner here, a title fight on one of the prettiest scenes you'll ever see, and that is Ironman Field on this beautiful fall night. Here's the counter reverse, running with it, Baker. He's going to be stopped after a very little gain that time. But I'll tell you what, that interior defense, Tim, they're pursuing hot. And if you don't get that counter to go a little bit sooner, they're right there in your mug.
Yeah, they are. You know, they've got that one smelled out. You know, I'm sure they did their homework on this Albion Blue Demon offense. And that's one of the main plays that works for us. And they've got her covered so far.
One thing they haven't covered, Jimmy, and that is number 22.
That's my man right there.
Albion, power eye formation, fake handoff, and going to go at the bootleg. Leshen gets a block. What a
nice
big block by Baker. And
there's
Leshen a flag. Shoved out
there's
of bounds.
A flag coming, yes. Flag's coming.
Wowzers. Brett Leshen got shoved out of bounds as he was near the bench on the sidelines. And, of course, the flags come out, but Brett Leshen had tight-roped.
Wow.
He's skinny down the sideline, and he gets the first down, and then they're going to march this one ahead 15 more.
How about Matt Baker?
All night long, we've seen him. He's been taking on guys one-on-one and doing an outstanding job. He took three guys on right there and just launched himself into him and took all three of the guys out of the play, allowed Brett Leshen to get another 10 yards on that play, and then the penalty will tack even more. What a great play by the Blue Demons.
And Christian, you were right there as Baker cracked that block back, and I'll tell you what, that takes some big-time guts because he's given up about 4 or 5 inches and about 50 pounds.
Yeah, he might have got on his back there, but hey, he took that hit. He hit the guy. He got that room for Brett Leshen.
Yep.
And Leshen was not going to be denied, and it was a pretty thing watching him tightrope this sideline over here on this near side of the field. And then with the 15-yard mark off, Albie's going to have this ball knocking on the door, trying to get the lead here. 36-36, we're tied up here, 7:03 to go in the ball game. That's lifelike.
Is it? That's too bad.
I don't know. That is a balloon with a
that's what I'm saying.
That's a UFO.
I got a UFO here. My bad.
All right. The Blue Demons with the football. Leshen fakes the handoff. Looking downfield. Has the receiver.
Wide open.
Hugin at the 10. 5.
Touchdown.
Touchdown,
yes.
Zach Hugin, yes, with the touchdown. Touchdown, Albia. Brett, the 10. Leshen with another big old bomb. And drop that load of dynamite in the cannon. And they hear that locomotive horn in the north end zone, and Albia has taken the lead, 42-36. How about that, Big D? You know, how about that bag of goodies?
You just can't say enough about the connection here that's going on here. He's catching the ball.
A deer run.
I think, yeah, they're doing, I guess it must be some
must
sort of a charity thing,
right,
a little a midnight run or something it talks about, and it must be referencing the deer out in Indiana country out there.
That's not something I combine with Charlie Sennett, deer and running.
It could be autocorrect. We're not sure.
I don't know. I don't know. What kind of a run is that? First and 10 here for the Blue Jays. Albie with a 6-point lead, 6:51 to go in the ball game. Here's the handoff to the halfback, getting a big carry over that right side. A gain of about 9 or 10 yards. This defense is going to have to step it up right here, Jimmy. This is it. This is the ball game right here.
Well, Jason, yeah, we just got to do it. We know we can do it. You got to suck it up and go get it.
Here comes four subs in for the Blue Demons.
Sarver, Bossard was out, of course, on a kickoff there. Has to take off his kicking shoe and get his regular shoe on, so Pert comes in for him. And then Griffin Osing checks back in at linebacker. So Ryan Sarver and Griffin Osing, middle linebackers, to try to shore up that middle and stop that inside run.
Here comes the Blue Jays. And the handoff, again, on that right side. This one, nice trip up there.
Griffin.
I believe that is Griffin Osing. But a gain of about 3 yards.
Griffin shot in there, really stepped up and manned up in there and really got in that gap and didn't tackle him in the backfield, but certainly tripped him up, so he can only pick up 3 yards. Clock continues to run, 6:20 left in the game. Again, Blue Demons up on top, 42-36 with the missed conversion PAT. That was our sixth touchdown, excuse me. So we're still $2 off at Wash and Go Tuesday. 9655 is the code on Touchdown Tuesday. Get $2 off an automatic car wash.
6:05 to go. Albia with a 6-point lead here. Here comes the fake handoff. The quarterback's going to keep it on the right side, has some room. Gets the block, gets across midfield, and on his way inside the 45-yard line. That little handoff delay by the quarterback on that option read, he does such a good job of deceiving the defense.
You know, and you couple that with the fact, too, you've got then the offside guard, or the opposite side guard, not offside, but opposite side and the slot back are pulling over into that hole. And so they're helping to kick out those blocks and opening up that hole in there. I was watching Ryan Sarver in there. He was really stiffening and fighting against the lineman that was blocking him, but it was not able to make any decision or get him turned around, and he was able to get the first down.
First and 10 for the Blue Jays into Albia territory. 5:44 to go here in the contest. Albie with the 42-36 lead. Here's a handoff running with the football. The halfback has a gain of 7-8 yards. And I'll tell you, this Blue Jay team is finding some lanes to run through.
Hey, they're not done. They're not done. They got 5 minutes to go, you know. So we need to buckle it down right now.
Friday Night Lights needs a Facebook page so that we can see all the big hits and amazing plays. Imagine it in your mind.
Yes. Our words are just colorful.
Oh, they are.
That would involve like T and Jimmy and C running a camera.
you
imagine Jimmy running a camera. Jimmy would be shaking, man. It'd have to have some autofocus there.
5:04 to go here. Here's a quick pitch trying to get to the right side. Cuts it up, has the first down. Brought down
Foster
after a gain of about 4, which is enough for the first down for the Blue Jays. They have the ball at the 30-yard line of Albia. Clock going to start ticking away here. And that one, that extra point, guys, so big.
Yeah, it's you know, hate to see that. And Boston does such a good job on kicking, and just able just slipped it off a little left. I don't know whether your hold was off a little bit or the kick. It just big moments like that we've seen are tough to get the kick through. Right now, it's just important we get the stop. Let's get the defensive stop, and the extra point doesn't matter.
First down, 10 for the Blue Jays. Ball at the Albia 30-yard line, 4.5 to go here. There's movement on the right side. The flag comes in. That'll be a 5-yard penalty. And Christian, right now, we talked about the word of the week. You mentioned it last week with homecoming would be focus. And right now, this is what this defense needs to do.
That's right. They just need to focus, and they sure did on that play. They didn't get distracted like the offensive line did on that side of the ball right there, and they jumped outside. I meant jumped and got a false start on them. So that's good. Goodbye us right there on the defense side of the ball.
This old ump is going to have a heart attack. Go Big Blue. First down to 15 after the 5-yard mark off. Blue Jays with two receivers out here to the near side. Here's a handoff. Met the backfield and brought down right away.
Look at that. Dalton Folkers.
Wowzers.
Dalton Folkers with a big-time hit. Working hard, so hard on that end position, but he just shot right in there and got him in the backfield.
Hey, that's not fair, Jimmy. That's not fair. That's like you lining up against Lewis on the track.
Well, it's fair, brother. He's quick, man. He got in there.
Wowzers. Second down now at 16 for the Blue Jays. Back at the 36-yard line. 3:46 to go here. Albie with a 6-point lead. Folks, hang on right here. It's a
keeper.
Hand off or keeper by the quarterback. It's by one man. Still on his feet. Looked like Albie had him wrapped up at the 35-yard line. He just kept those feet a turning, Big T, and he gets another 5 yards out of it. It's going to bring up the third down and about 7.
Yeah, he's and he's not huge, man, but he just keeps those feet moving.
That's what I was going to say, T. I'm looking at the sheet here. He checks in at 155 pounds, and to run that hard at 155 pounds is just hard to imagine. I mean, he's been getting hit and pounded on, and he's still driving hard.
Here we go now, a big play here. Third down and 8. I want to give a shout-out to the Des Moines media that's listening in on this sports broadcast. Of course, they'll have this game highlighted at their
broadcast.
Here comes the pressure. Running over the right side. Tucking out, getting out of bounds. Going to be short of the first down, though. About a yard or two gain. But, oh, I love that pressure there by that Blue Demon defense, Big T. They were bringing the heat.
They were bringing the heat, you know. And the reason he couldn't throw that ball was, man, they had great coverage down here on these receivers.
So fourth down and 8. That was a great Blue Demon spot here. I thought he got a few more yards, but it's fourth down territory no matter what. 2:53 left in the game.
Here we go, Jimmy.
Here's the play right here.
Here it is. Fourth down now and 7. The ball at the 27-yard line. Quarterbacks. And one back in the backfield. Rolls back. Here comes the blitz from the outside. Being
pressure!
Down goes Frazier. Albia with the quarterback sack. The Blue Demons will take over on the turnovers and down all the way back to the 40-yard line. How about that? You can hear this Blue Demon Nation, a wall of blue, a sea of Blue Demon fans that take the north gate all the way to the south end zone. And, Dan, that was as big of a defensive play as you're going to find. In 2:43 to go, Albia with a 6-point lead here, 42-36, after a huge defensive play by the Blue Demons that got the ball back to the Blue Demons on the turnover down. And I'll tell you what, Jimmy, that corner was turned by Osing, and he was going to run with reckless abandon.
Doesn't he always? That guy runs so hard every time.
Got actually a block in the back. I was going to say it's going to be one of the other out there, and it's unfortunate the Blue Demons are just working hard, and that's what allowed Griffin to have that open seam out there. So it's going to be a penalty on the Blue Demons blocking the back. You got to tip your hat to the Blue Jays there, really putting good defensive pressure this whole these three downs here. And Blue Demons, unfortunately, just not able to keep the pressure off of Brett the last two plays. Brings up a fourth and long, which Brett Leshen will punt with 2:17 remaining in the game. Again, the Blue Demons have a 6-point lead. 42-36 is the score.
You've got to get a low kick, and I keep it away from the return man. Leshen,
there it is.
Nice boot over to the right side, inside the 30, bounces high at the 25-yard line. Here comes the return man. He's got some room over here on the near side, out of bounds at the 36-yard or 34-yard line.
And nice tackle by Eli Bishop there.
Boy, I'll tell you what, he got the punt he wanted, but Albia ran past the kick coverage just for a moment there. And now the ball at the 39-yard line of the Blue Jays, 2:06 to go. Ball game right in line right here. The final 2:06, and this defense is going to be challenged through the air, Dan.
Absolutely, and we're going to have one more strong defensive stop here where the Blue Demons have got to come up and make that stop and make the decision to get after them here.
One timeout left by the Blue Jays. Boy, they are sending everything in the kitchen sinks on this play. Here comes the Blue Demons. A quick slant to the left side and caught.
Nice.
And a big open field tackle there by the senior Brett Leshen with a ton of brick hits. I'll tell you what, he gobbled up some land there, T, to make that play.
You know, that's a lot of confidence there on your defense, your corners and safety over there to take the two receivers. There was no help coming if Brett doesn't make that tackle and only a 1 yard gain. Again, 42-36 is our score here with a minute 40. The clock was running, but the officials now have stopped it.
Well, the Albies going to call a timeout here. 1:41 to go, 42-36. The Blue Demons call timeout. How about this, the guys, a text coming in. Go Big Blue, Ricky Shelker from Bondurant listening in tonight, rooting for the Blue Demons. 1:41 to go in the ballgame. We've got a barn burner here, 42-36. Your score, Albie out in front. Let's go back to the Friday Night Lights studio. Jay Mill, give us a scoring update.
All right, I'm going to keep you guys on live so we don't miss any action. Back in the Friday Night Lights studio, Sheraton wins tonight. They beat Winterset 23-7. It was Wilton on top of Eddyville-Blakesburg, 44-0. Oskaloosa has beaten Norwalk in homecoming, 48-39. Centerville has beaten Mount Pleasant. Should make for a good pancake day tomorrow. Centerville 37, Mount Pleasant 16. Pella beats Carlisle tonight 44-7. We'll try to have all these coaches on during the Summer's Insurance Locker Room Show live from the White Buffalo coming up in a few minutes. Hang on to your radios. It's coming down to the last 2 minutes right here on Friday Night Lights.
As the Big Z would used to say, hug and squeeze those radios. We need it right here. The Blue Demon fans on their feet. Rosa.
Dalton Fulkerson imploring the fans to go nuts out here, and they're responding to his request, no doubt.
Larry and Rose Lenny checking in tonight. Here comes the fade pattern down the sideline, and it's overthrown and out of bounds. Good coverage out here by the sophomore, Hunter Weldon.
Nice job. He saw the pass. His first instinct was trying to – he looked to see whether he could make a play for the ball, immediately recognized that it was going to be long, and he couldn't. So he went just in straight-up defensive coverage on Duffy, the receiver, and as he runs out of bounds, the play overthrown, but did a nice job staying with him, did a good job hanging in there.
Loving our Zach attack from Prairie City, Billy and Jody J checking in. Here comes a big play. Third down here. Two receivers here in the near side of the field.
Zach Hugan's checked in the corner. Now going to match up here.
Here comes the blitz. A little screen play. It's complete. And running and being brought down
is
really close to the first down marker. Boy, the defense bit on that one, T, as they brought everything in the kitchen sink.
That's that little screen I was telling you about earlier, maybe first half.
Found it.
They catch those guys on a blitz, and they just throw that little screen right over the middle.
Matt Hoskins listening in from Story City. We got them all over the place tonight. Glad to have all of you along. Great job. Go Big Blue. Dick Allen listening down in Bloomfield.
They're going to measure here. It looks to be just a shade short. Wow. It's four down territory no matter what with the score and the time here, but we'll see if they get the first down or not. If not, it'll be a fourth and short.
Very short point. This is just taking the micrometer out on this one.
That is the closest I can see it. And we're right on top of it, Jason. They're going to give it to him.
Oh, they're going to give it to him.
By just a little pebble on the football, it hit the stand just as close as you could be. And regardless, it was going to be fourth and that short. You know, they can just quarterback sneak that, you know, so it's going to be a first down. It really is not a big deal either way. Right now isn't a big deal.
Here we go.
Stop this play.
Hugan on the field in defense. First and 10 for the Blue Jays. Now right at the 49-yard line. Up Bondurant for our. Here comes the pressure. A little quick slant. Nearly picked
Blake
up.
Bear.
Blake Bear read that like a storybook big T and nearly got the pick six.
You know, Blake Bear had a great jump on that, man, and he knew that ball was coming there.
And the ball was underthrown. Otherwise, Blake would have had it. He threw it in the ground. Nobody was going to catch it if Blake didn't.
See this
just
crowd?
A good job.
Crowd is into it, buddy. You can hear the Blue Demon Nation come to their feet and into it. Second down and 10. 1:19 to go. Albie with a 6-point lead. Ball at the 49-yard line of the Blue Jays. Here it is. Brown down goes the running back. As soon as he got
Josiah,
the handoff.
Josiah Harris.
Wowzers.
The sophomore Josiah Harris has moved from D-tackle to D-end tonight and done a fantastic job.
He just made that running back disappear. The white jersey disappeared in the blue of Josiah Harris.
Wow.
And that'll bring a third down and 10 and made the Blue Jays call their final timeout with 1:12 to go. Folks, you don't go anywhere. 42-36, Albie with the lead here. And I'll tell you what, Jimmy, that sophomore Josiah Harris made a huge play right there.
Man, you talk about making memories right now, right there. There it was, right there. He'll never forget that.
I like the fact that this Blue Demon defense playing with lots of energy, guys, and I like the fact they brought some of these guys back on the field. Maybe, you know, these special moments, you do that, right. Even though you got the two platoon going.
You're still not giving up on that. That's still a valuable and viable system for the Blue Demons here, but you've got to pick your moments here where you can utilize them. And this, over the course of a long, long season, is the right way to do it. We're mixing them in. These guys are staying fresh.
Here we go.
Third and 11. Minute 12 in the game.
Quarterback in the shotgun, ball to 49 of Bondra Ferrar. Here comes the handoff. Bend the backfield and down. He goes right
away. Josiah
right.
Again.
Once again, Josiah Harris with a big-time play for the Blue Demons. On another stop, a loss on the play of about a yard. Dan, I don't know where that kid just shot out of, but that is huge.
And you can't, folks, you got to understand who this kid is. He is the nicest kid you'd want to meet on the street. Strong physical specimen.
Go.
What a great play, back-to-back. Got to get this stop, fourth and 12.
You hear the fans, fourth down and long here. The game is on the line right here. Here comes a pursuit by a pass into the flat. And there's
yes!
a pickup. And Zach Eugen, our impact player of the ball game is going to be Zach Eugen, folks. And that was a big-time breakup. Albion will get the ball back, and we'll hold on to this big homecoming win. And I'll tell you, we've had some big homecoming wins, Dan Stocker.
Yep.
I don't think they've gotten any bigger than this one here.
This one's huge. You know, Bondurant has no timeouts left, so all the Blue Demons need to do now is take the victory celebration and take the knee for three downs here, or two downs, it ought to get it done. And this is quite a celebration, a homecoming. What a great season so far for these Blue Demons. What a great way to finish this homecoming game.
And Albion's going to come out and take the victory knee, as we hope here. And oh my gosh, touchdown Jesus for the Demons. And that's a pitcher from Notre Dame South Bend, Charlie Sennett and Bob Sennett, who we've called a number of Sennett Pierce-Bacher Funeral Home tonight.
Have to get one more off here.
One more play, and I'll tell you what, T, it doesn't get any bigger this on a big-time football Friday night.
Oh, man, the students are in the end zone ready to come on, baby.
And this will be the last play. This is so sweet.
And this party does not stop here. You take it all the way south, go east on 34, and find yourself the White Buffalo, where this party will continue. $5 buffet, all the pizza and hot wings you can eat. And this Blue Demon victory will taste just as sweet as Albion gets the Blue Demon victory. Kyle Bachman, give it a big old extra squeeze in that north end zone. And here comes the student body. Homecoming 2013 goes Albion's way. Your final 42-36. And we're going to live every moment of this and enjoy it all. The team will come over and to sing to their fans. And how about this Blue Demon Nation? I'll tell you what, C. A year ago, this Bondra Ferrar team got the best of the Blue Demons, got that district championship. Tonight, a little revenge, and how sweet it is.
Oh, there's T.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, you got to like that. Last year, we go there, and we lose by 10. Puts us in second place. Have a great season last year, 8-1. That's the only blemish on the regular season for that Blue Demon squad. They come back and avenge that. You know, these kids had this circled on the counter. They knew this is a tough team. It doesn't get easy for us. We got two more tough ones, definitely tough ones coming up. This team has much higher goals than even tonight and tomorrow. You know, it's about getting through this whole season and through that playoff run. And so we'll see where that takes us. But boy, this is where you just start to forge a strong team that can really get through adversity. A tough game, back-to-back weeks. We've got through it. Injuries going on. We're finding a way, and that's what good teams do. You find a way to get through those situations.
You can see the fans circling in and greeting their football team, and they're all going to get high fives from this Blue Demon football team that will come over here on the sidelines and right where Big T stand and bring their beautiful voices and give a belt out to this Blue Demon Nation all over the world that will be able to hear in high fidelity. The Albion fight song, even up at South Bend, where the song will sound similar. The Blue Demon fight song about to come your way, courtesy of this Blue Demon football team. 42-36, your final score. And I'll tell you what, T, this is going to one that's going to go down the record books and the memory books of all these kids and these fans for a long time.
Amen, brother, man. This was exciting from the beginning bell to the last till the fat lady sang.
What are you saying about my mom?
Easy.
All right, let's go down on the wireless. 1, 2, and 3, Mike. Let's listen to the beautiful rendition of the Albion fight song.
2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
On Albion loyalty, you fight for the red and the blue. Football, basketball, any old game. Win or defeat, we'll love you the same.
years to come, we'll stand and cry. Here's to you, oh, I'll be a high. Yeah!
Yeah! Hey, fans!
Hey, fans!
Go, fans!
Go, fans!
Out of way!
Out of way!
Out of way!
That Blue Demon Nation echoing off the walls of Prairie City on the way down to Mesa, Arizona. And you heard it right here. Homecoming 2013 goes the way of the Blue Demon 42-36. We're going to take a quick timeout, come back, and we're going to get to your impact player of the game. I don't think you're going to be much surprised here, boys.
You already gave it.
We're going to come back and talk about it. All this and more as we're going to take you right to the midnight hour and join us at the White Buffalo for the Summers Insurance Locker Room Report. The party continues when we come back. Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
Join Menards in saluting our American-made products with Menards Made in the USA sale. Be ready for a wide range of jobs indoors and out with Coleman Cable American Contractor Extension Cords. Made in Waukegan, Illinois. They're oil and chemical resistant, plus have 2.5 times greater abrasion resistance. A 12-gauge 6-foot American Contractor Extension Cord has 4 outlets plus a convenient mount hang tab. On sale for just $13.95.
Save big money at Menards.
Pierce's Pumpkin Patch, 12 miles south of Knoxville, 12 miles north of Sheraton on Highway 14, is open daily from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. through October. They're your place for pumpkins, gourds, squash, and many new items. They have a hay bale maze with animals for the children. They'll hold their pumpkin festival October 12th and 13th from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. It's not spooky at all. It's a great place to go for fall. Pierce's Pumpkin Patch, Highway 14.
Do you want more pheasants? Then we need more habitat. Pheasants Forever wants to treat you to a night of fun filled with raffles, games, auctions, and lots of exciting prizes, including shotguns, rifles, dog gear, hunting clothing, and wildlife art. And all this fun translates into better habitat for the birds. Simply buy a ticket to the Pheasants Forever chapter banquet and join us for the fun. Here's how.
Hi, I'm Rod Perry. The Monroe County Chapter of Pheasants Forever will be hosting its annual fundraising banquet on October 5th at 5:30 p.m. at the Albee American Legion. For tickets, call Rod at 641-777-2609 or Jim at 319-231-8976. We look forward to seeing you there.
All the scores, one station. This is Friday Night Lights on Thunder Country.
42-36, your 2013 homecoming goes the way of the boys in Big Blue Country, and the Blue Demons get the win. And across the way, standing at the 20-yard line, is Big T with the big-time coach, Coach Staten.
Coach Staten, I was just saying, you know, these guys are working on our tickers. I mean, last week, this week, I mean, what a great couple of games. You know, we came out tonight, got the safety, you know, a lot of momentum, you know, and then we got behind. And, you know, what did you tell the kids at halftime that you know, kind of inspired them for the second half?
Well, these kids don't need to be inspired. We just have to go over the things that we need to improve on and remind them to play their best. And I want to say this, winners find a way to win, and these guys find a way to win, and they're out there giving their best effort, and I think that two platoon football kind of helped us again, because late in the game we were able to move the ball, and they had a harder time stopping us, and we made the big stop late in the fourth quarter that really mattered.
Now, Coach, I saw a few of the guys go down. Were those just cramps or injuries, or what were we looking at there?
I don't think we hydrated well enough. Those were cramps, and that shouldn't happen if they're taking care of themselves. And I didn't bring the pickle juice because I thought that they were over that, but I guess I'm going to have to get some more pickle juice.
Did you predict a barn burner like this?
I thought we would score a lot of points. I thought our defense might be able to hold them a little better than they did, but that's a pretty fine offensive football team we face tonight.
You know, I think you ought to be proud of these coaches, proud of these boys, proud of yourself. It was a great game.
And I'm proud of Albion. They stuck with us and cheered the whole time. And it's great to be an Albion right now, and great to be a fighting Blue Demon.
Coach, great game. Thank you very much.
Tim, you got Coach right there right now. Ask him real quick. Tell him his Zach Eugen got 270 yards reception on that. Coach is going over to celebrate his team. But I'll tell you, he's going to get those stats in the morning. But 270 yards of receiving, 300.